government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We go where the news and information is. Not the hype, but the news and information that's actually important to all free humans on this planet. And rarely does the news that we're covering coincide with what the dominant mainstream media is reporting on. But today and throughout the weekend, it will be. And that is the D.C. madam predicted she would be suicided on this radio show in multiple interviews, one only a month and 15 days ago today. Back on March 13th, and we're going to play that compilation in full, the one John put together yesterday. Other people have been digging up other things she said on the show about how if she basically didn't get a fair shake, she was going to start naming big names. Well, she probably should have named those big names. I told Wayne Madison yesterday, you better name your sources. You better go public now if you know it's Dick Cheney and, of course, John McCain, who were being serviced by Deborah Jean Palfrey's girls, the D.C. madam. I mean, this is something where I don't even like talking to people on the phone about this now, because everything I know is out in the open. Don't send a hit team or have two Austin police officers who just got back from Iraq and work for the Mossad or whoever pull me over and shoot me five times and then say I had a gun, like they just did a CIA commander a couple days ago who was leaving George Bush's senior's house, it looks like. I mean, it's getting really bad, folks, when they got police hit-teaming people right on the side of the Houston Highway, who was involved with the Houston police chief and the CIA clandestine officers club and everything else. And, oh, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute. I got a bunch of calls from CNN, Fox, you name it, yesterday afternoon. And now I'm told that Geraldo Rivera was plugging me on Fox last night. Popular talk show host Alex Jones talked to her, and she said she wouldn't commit suicide. Fox called me and said, can we play the clip? And I said, sure, knock yourselves out. I mean, that's the whole point of that, is getting this out. They had Larry Flint on, I'm told, on the same show, but I haven't gotten the full transcript. I've got the transcript of Larry Flint. That's an article Paul Watson wrote today for PrisonPlanet.com. And Larry Flint came on and said that, I believe they murdered her. I talked to her. She was upbeat. She was going to keep fighting. And I believe that they murdered her. They then trotted out this individual who, get this, writes a government apology books saying the CIA didn't kill Robert Kennedy. Doesn't matter that the film footage has been released of three CIA section chiefs, some that were involved, by the way, in the JFK assassination there, or that they were handling Sirhan, or that the forensics, the coroner, the acoustics experts, the head of the National Forensics Association, we had him on a few weeks ago, have all analyzed it, and it's clear that CIA operative Mr. Caesar, who happened to, by the way, work at a Skunk's Work base, shot him in the back and the back of the head. Didn't matter, his suit had point-blank burns on it, and witnesses saw it. Doesn't matter. Now this guy who wrote a government apology saying Vince Foster committed suicide, saying that Robert Kennedy was shot once, only shot by Sirhan, only by one shooter. He wrote a bunch of other apology pieces. I mean, that's what this guy does. And he's also been caught, according to mainstream news, fabricating false statements of people before. He claims Sirhan told him that he did shoot Kennedy. Sirhan's on record saying he remembered nothing. He'd been given an amnesiac. People who were in the room when this guy interviewed Sirhan said that Sirhan said no such thing. He has no tape of it. He has no tape of Deborah Jean Palfrey telling him that, oh, I'm going to kill myself. Within minutes of it being announced, he's in Time Magazine online. Oh, she called me and said she was going to do it. But we have a tape saying she wouldn't. See, we have the tape. But the media ignores that, other than Geraldo Rivera.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we really have a huge radio broadcast lined up for you today. In the first hour, we'll be talking about the D.C. Madam murder. And that's exactly what it is. Her murder was a suicide, like the Federal Reserve is a federal agency. It's not a federal agency, and she was not suicide. She was suicided. I'm not going to open the phones up until later in the broadcast with Tex Mars and then with Michael Hoffman, who'll be with us for 2 hours, by the way. Tex in studio in about 50 minutes. And we're going to have a live video feed for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, or PrisonPlanet.tv members. You'll be able to watch us in studio in the second hour. And then, of course, I'll have the video cam back on, as it always will be, in the fourth hour. And I may even go into overdrive with Hoffman for 2 hours, 3 hours, who knows, if he'll do it with us. But who knows what will happen. He's with us for 2 hours today. But I will, anytime there's new developments in the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder case, I will be covering that. Folks, this isn't just about them killing this poor woman. It's about how stupid they think we are. They kill a high-level CIA spy master in Houston. They just have the cops pull him over, gun him down, shoot him repeatedly, and go along with that. They killed Miss Britton, one of her call girls, who had been reportedly hooked up with some high-powered people connected to the White House. And that's probably why they then froze her bank accounts and raided her. That happened right after she, quote, suicided. And she was just going into court for prostitution. And she did shoot her mouth off and said, I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to talk about why you're not going after the high-powered Johns. This is hypocritical. Well, you should have just gone to court and shut your mouth, according to the system, because they killed her, who was just facing a few months in jail, max. Her whole family said she was about to graduate from college, happy, Miss Britton. But she hung herself, and then now her employer hung herself. This is how it works. You pull up in your car, you get out, you get tased, you get drug into the shed, and they hang you. You never even know they killed you. That's really their favorite way of doing it. I mean, even if you're a man who can fight back, they hit you with high-powered tasers that are 2-3 times more powerful, and just instantly you're knocked out, and they hang you. That's how it works. So, one of the U.S. attorney assistants there in Maryland who was investigating all this, they stabbed him 30-plus times with a knife. The police first reported he was tortured to death. They ran over him with his own car afterwards. Then later they said, oh, no, he murdered himself. He stabbed himself 30-plus times, tortured himself, and then drove his own car over him in a creek. Like I said, folks, they may start publicly executing us and having the executioner with a battle axe cut your head off on television during the halftime Super Bowl and then call it suicide. I mean, I joke around about this, but they could just have, they don't even have to hire foreign hit squads or hitmen anymore. They don't even do that. Under national security, they take a large portion of the special operators out of Delta Force, Navy SEALs. On their graduation in Delta Force, they have you read The Prince in 10 Hours by Machiavelli, and then you've got to write an essay on it. And if you say, "End doesn't justify the means, I won't kill innocent people, I don't believe in corruption and guarding good with pure evil," as they twist it, and they go, you answered correctly, you'll be put into this area now. But if you answer, "Yeah, I believe in killing innocent people and murdering children and everything else," you then get tested out in foreign hits and other things, and then you get taken out of Delta Force and put into death squads domestically, normally in Texas, commanding Los Zetas Mexican troops, and you can car bomb and shoot judges and do whatever you want. And it's just back of the paper. Or if a local cop investigates your drug dealing operations or your child kidnapping rings or any of the things you do, you just kill the cop. And his fellow cops are cowards. They show up and see the cop tortured to death, and their higher-ups say, "Guys, unless you want this to happen to you, Officer Brown committed suicide." The cops stick their tails right between their legs, and that's the end of it. There's a problem. You see, in places like New York City, where people historically, in the last 150 years, they didn't previously, laid down to corruption, you had it bloom, and you had swaggering, corrupt thugs walking in, robbing shops, demanding payola, demanding you hire their family members, demanding your 18-year-old daughter, 16-year-old daughter have sex with them, and the people learn to grovel and go along with it. Now, in Texas and Alabama and Arizona and California and Tennessee and places like that, you did that. It wasn't even a thing about being tough. It was who the people were. It was really genetic. See, the vanguard came over the sea, the most radical, the most aggressive, and then most of them got killed, and then only the strongest survived of that. And then when you get down to the frontier states, only the most vicious of those survived. And so people tried to run organized crime in the South, and people would just immediately kill you. I mean, it was like, "Oh, you threatened me, you die." But now we've been domesticated, turned into coward scum. Now we have triad gangs, Mexican gangs, government gangs, total slaves, groveling cowards everywhere. Home of the cowards, home of the slaves, scum, filth in Texas. Just how it works, folks. And the government's trying to get your guns so you can't fight back, so they can just fully have their way with you. And so now we're going to live like they live in Chicago. We're going to live like they live in Moscow. We're going to live like they live in New York. We're going to live like coward slaves. That's how it works. That's the journey into enslavement. But we will open the phones up only if you saw Fox News coverage of what exactly they said. I'm told they even played a clip on one Fox show of my radio show and did give credit that it was the fact that Palfrey said that she wouldn't commit suicide. And of course, they're just trying to create a new big controversy for ratings over all of this. But that's fine. Use the enemy's own tactics against them, because we need to get this out that she was murdered. But again, let me just say clearly on the record, because I'm getting a lot of death threats. They've been killing people in Austin lately. Let me just state it unequivocally. If I get murdered and they say it's suicide, or I had a heart attack, or a bolt of lightning strikes me, or Austin cops who just so happened to just get out of, you know, one of the military contractor companies, you know, if two rookie cops pull me over and kill me, okay, I did not aim a gun at them. Okay, I'm not doing that. And or if, you know, I hang myself, not true. I don't care, you know, if they lie on the media and say my wife said I was suicidal. You notice they never actually have the wife on TV. They just say the wife said that, and then they call up and threaten the wife to shut up. If any of that happens to me or anybody else, I mean, stop believing it. We have this exact MO, the same signature as it is in all the cases. See, it'd be hard for them to get into her house and kill her with her mother, but get her out of the car, and that's now being reported that, well, she went out and never came back. She just went out in the car and, yeah, then pulls up, got the little garage area, the little shed, storage shed, you know, under the carport, and bzzz, drag her in there, hang her. I mean, you're talking about a 2-3 minute job. Guaranteed, if you talk to neighbors, there was a power company truck will probably pulled up in front, maybe police officers. See, how this works now is they've got hit teams on every major police department. Started back in L.A. first in the mid-60s, now admitted. You can go read that in your crime history. Daryl Gates even brags about it. With CIA hit teams in L.A., and then they call them the Vikings today, the subgroup in L.A. But how this works is, I've even met some of them, by the way, and I mean the real deal, folks. How this works is, let's say they're going to run a hit on me. They'll wait till my wife's out of town, generally, and they'll just open my back door, come in on me when I'm asleep, hang me right there in the closet. And then, in case I fought back, in case something went wrong, they'll have cops waiting down the street. That's what it looks like with this guy they just whacked in Houston. And let's say I happen to be up. Let's say I happen to, you know, one chance out of ten, fight him off or get out. The cops will run me off the road, claim I shot at them, and you'd see me driving down the road running. They would already have my cell phone, already jammed that immediately. I mean, they planned this out. This is a military op. They've even, in some of these ops, got helicopters standing by with weapons. I mean, they're going to get you. And that's how they operate. And so if I was going to fight my way out of my house, they'll just have Austin PD there to kill me. Nobody will ask, you know, why these guys were deployed, why they were waiting down the street. It's all about the gang. It's all about the evil. But your whole illusion's being shattered. You're killing so many people, doing so much obvious stuff. CIA cocaine plane just crashed again with 4 tons on board, pure from the source. CIA torture plane. Why do you think these guys will fly torture victims? Why do you think they'll? Because they're making millions. Just the pilots are alone. They're all, I mean, it's just, they admittedly pay off colonels around $1 million in Iraq for one tour. A private gets 30 grand a year. Extra cash. You understand the magnitude of all of this? And it's total corruption. Just absolute. You've got total corruption, and then beneath it, a bunch of football-watching, well-meaning, patriotic dummies who are your average cops, FBI, and the general public. Just you hear them calling the talk radio. George Bush is a good American. We're all working together. You know, we're helping people in Iraq. I mean, just watching how many times you have to be taken? How many times you have to be lied to? How many times? I mean, you think the government really has your best interest at heart? You really think these global corporations have our best interest at heart? You really think they care about you? Nobody else asked Deborah Jean Palfrey out of hundreds of interviews she did about him killing it. But see, I did. I got the quote. Because I can see where things are going. That's why we always get the big story. Because we've got our head more in the game than all the other talk show hosts who have been throwing fits. All of them have. I don't know why you're so jealous of me. I'm on the tip of the spear.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, it's Willie Nelson.
I was a highwayman.
God love him.
On the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a bauble.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico.
Man, it's hard to turn these guys off. I don't know whose voice I love more.
Off the world, the mainsail in a blow.
You know, only two of them are with us.
And when the yards broke off,
Chris Christopherson and Willie Nelson.
But I'm living still.
But he's living still.
I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide. We're stealing water.
This old boy's made the jump into hyperspace. He's not afraid of death anymore.
A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
Good old boys got old souls, I'm told.
They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around.
We got a Fox News clip, one of multiple ones, I'm told. We'll play it after the break. Mike Rivera's joining us. He's had run-ins with a guy putting out info.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side,
I'll find a place.
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Perhaps.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain.
But I will remain.
But I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again and again.
All right, let me shift gears into your loving government. Then we're going to come back and into the Palfrey case with huge new developments, by the way, and a total breakdown of what's happened. But, you know, every day I see articles about CIA being involved in drug running around the world. Every day I see stories about police being caught dealing drugs and guns. Every day I see stories about school teachers, police officers, truancy officers, CPS workers, raping children, raping women, raping men. And if you think I'm trying to demonize you, I don't cover it 99 times out of 100 because I got other stuff to cover. I saw two separate articles last night and this morning surfing for news today. Didn't even print them. I walk in and Aaron Dykes hands me another CPS worker raping kids, reportedly. And this is in one day. Okay. By the way, it's not a low-level CPS worker. It's the director. Oh, yeah. I mean, folks, you don't get the director job, in my experience, unless you're a hardcore child rapist. I mean, you want to arrest the pedophiles. I mean, people actually raping small children? Go raid every house of every CPS director. And I'm telling you, 90%, you're going to find it. I'm not just saying that. But no, they're going to raid somebody's house and claim they've got a 16-year-old accidentally downloaded from MySpace. That's the type of stuff these pedophile ring cops raid. And frankly, I've had enough of it. Why don't you raid yourselves, you sick freaks? Look at this. Three of these today. KTAR-TV, the Valley homepage. Former CPS worker accused of molesting family members. An Arizona Department of Economic Security employee was arrested for child molestation and booked in a Maricopa County jail on Wednesday. David Wigton, 57, looks like a piece of trash. They almost look the same. He only worked as a supervisor in a family corrections program and served more than 20 years before in various child welfare positions, including Child Protective Services. Wigton was booked on one count of child molestation, two counts of sexual misconduct with a minor, two counts of furnishing obscene material to a minor, and two counts of obstructing a criminal investigation. The victims, a 4-year-old girl and two teenage boys, are either direct family members, children, stepchildren, or stepgrandchildren of Wigton. Yeah, it's generational. And I bet this boy's got some pentagrams in a trunk in the basement, too. Get in there. Move quick. Probably a lot. Oh, but you won't, because your commanders are probably doing God knows what with this guy. I'm sick of evil breeding everywhere. We're all under danger. That's why I'm so angry. I'm just like a dog, folks, that sees a big old wolf in the backyard. I just go crazy, and that's normal. I just want to wake everybody up so we can take this country back and arrest every one of these people. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Welcome back. We're about to give you focused analysis of exactly what's happened with Deborah Jean Palfrey, blow by blow with Mike Rivero, who's actually sparred with this individual who is a professional debunker. What he does is he comes out and provides uncorroborated quotes that people supposedly tell him in secret of how Bobby Kennedy was really killed by one person and how Vince Foster, of course, committed suicide, and on and on and on. But meanwhile, we have the tape of her saying she would never kill herself and wouldn't commit suicide, and CNN and ABC and Time won't report on that. It's Fox News that is. What a strange world we live in. Just like it was Fox News that reported on the Israelis jumping and celebrating and the art students in 9/11. Carl Cameron. Very, very weird. We'll talk to Mike Rivero in one moment. Don't forget, next hour, Tex Mar is scheduled to be in studio with us. And we're going to have alternative historian, a former AP writer, great researcher, amazing individual, Michael Hoffman, joining us for 2 hours. May go into overdrive with him, so I may have him on a bit later in the show and do 10-15 minute Deborah Jean Palfrey update at 2 o'clock. But that is coming up as well. So don't forget, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, next hour you'll be able to see Tex Mar in studio. The live webcam will be up, fired up, and going. Before I go to Mike Rivero, WhatReallyHappened.com is always on the cutting edge of exposing these murders. That's how he started WhatReallyHappened.com in the mid-1990s, was exposed the Vince Foster killing. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a couple of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible. One of them is eFoods Direct. My friends, listen very carefully. We have to store food for our families if we're going to stay free and stay alive. The prime rule of power is you control nations with oil and people with food. In countries with ethnic cleansing, they euthanize the elders and kill the young, preferably before they're born, and starve everybody else in between. Bullets and the manpower to pull triggers are too expensive. They stage food breakdowns that make you come to them, basically. Give eFoods Direct a call. High-quality, storable foods. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You can't miss the giant banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's also Innerfood. Innerfood, the best green food I've found out there, bar none. Big fat banner to Inner Health Botanicals, their company, with a whole line of fabulous products at InfoWars.com. By linking through on that banner on InfoWars.com to Innerfood.com, on that subpage, you get 10% off on all your purchases by following that link. You can also give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off. 1-866-762-9238. 20 superfood ingredients. It's not, quote, vitamins. It's just the condensed superfoods full of vitamins and minerals and trace elements, so you absorb 100% of it. 1-866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. Okay, got to move quick because I got two Fox News clips. One this morning covering what Deborah Jean Palfrey said here on the show before she died a month and a half ago, and then Geraldo Rivera last night. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Mike Rivero to break down what we're witnessing. Mike, try to boil it down for us.
Well, just really simply, Deborah Jean Palfrey, both on your show and on my show, had indicated she was never, ever going to consider suicide, and went so far as to say that if she were ever found dead, if it looked like a suicide, that it was not, that it was going to be murder. There was still information that she had been holding back. She'd used it to make some kind of a deal with the prosecutors. That obviously had not worked. And everyone's talking about this 55-year potential sentence she was facing, but the reality is within the sentencing guidelines, it may have been as little as 4 years for the specific crimes that she was convicted of. And so, if you look what happened to the homemaking lady, I'm blanking on her name,
Martha Stewart.
The point is, it would have been only 4 years, and that's not something that anybody's going to kill themselves over. There was always the appeals process to go through, but supposedly, Jean was looking at a tell-all book where she was going to put all of the stuff out there, including the stuff that had not been in the original phone records. And obviously, there's a lot of people who are sleeping a lot better in Washington, D.C. tonight, now that Ms. Palfrey and this other one, Brandy Brittany, have been so conveniently suicided.
Now there's also an individual who has suddenly come out and claimed with no evidence that she magically called him and said, I'm not going to go to prison, I'm going to kill myself. And that magically, within an hour of this being announced, was already on Time Magazine online. And we have an article up on PrisonPlanet.com about this guy where it's come out that Mainstream media has reported that he has reportedly made up statements before, claiming that Sirhan told him, though Sirhan's always told everyone he remembered nothing, told him, but the witnesses who were there said he didn't say it, and Sirhan says it's a lie, that he did remember shooting at Robert Kennedy. And I've seen reports that you reportedly have debated this guy. Are you aware of who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, it's Dan Moldea, and we went head-to-head over the Vincent Foster case. He still has a webpage at his website where he specifically goes after me on the Foster case because I had publicly challenged him on the inconvenient facts to the suicide conclusion. And what he basically says on his page is he acknowledges all these facts I point out are true, but he simply dismisses them as red herrings and it's not important and this is not what you should pay attention to. And he goes back to the official story again and again. But, you know, he's basically another individual in the same mold as Gerald Posner. He makes his money supposedly pretending to be an independent investigator.
Now, Posner admittedly has worked with the CIA, and it's come out all these fake Pentagon news and billions in fake newscasts, and it's amazing. He does whitewashes on RFK, JFK, Vince Foster, and now he pops up and says, oh, I talked to her. She said she was going to kill herself.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the fact that they trotted out Dan Moldea on this, you know, on this story so quickly is a flashing neon sign saying cover up, cover up, cover up.
Continue.
If I had had any doubts at all that this was not an assassination, the fact that Moldea is attached to it basically erased them. You know, that's a clincher as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we know that they don't even hire hitmen now. It's just institutionalized special forces hit teams and local police hitmen everywhere. But they just murdered this Palestinian activist, cut his body up, bound him, and the local police in Austin said it was a suicide. The first police said it was a murder. They're killing U.S. attorneys, assistant U.S. attorneys, torturing him. The first police say it's a murder scene. Later they say it's suicide. I mean, isn't the establishment in risk of just totally turning us into a third world country where everybody knows that the police are murderers?
I think we're already there. I mean, if you look at the video from that gentleman, Carnaby, down in Houston the other day, I mean, the cop just walks up and blows him away while he's trying to get out of the car. And, you know, just absolutely just laid him right out there on the ground without any question.
Well, see, that video, by the way, is out there. I've been telling everybody that soon they'll be blowing our heads off on TV. I said that last week. I said that last month. I'm not joking. They'll probably make me kneel down, machine gun me in the back, battle axe my head off, your head off, maybe tie us down and draw and quarter us, and then say we committed suicide. I mean, it's getting that crazy. He walks up, and he just shoots him.
He just absolutely blows him away. And I just want to say something on the record here right now, Alex. You sound very cheerful to me. You sound very happy, very contented.
Well, I have been getting a lot of really serious death threats lately.
Well, I'm not surprised, and it's just an indicator of how effective you are, because you know the old saying, if you're catching the flak, it means you're over the target. But you're absolutely correct. They're getting very brazen in this ability to simply whack people at will. And it's like they don't even care if we know what's going on or not. They just go through the motions, and they know that as long as they can create some kind of a plausible deniability, the courts and the Congress will do absolutely nothing about it. But getting back to Deborah Jean Palfrey, of course, she was on my show a little while ago, and basically there was more yet to come out, and I'm certain that probably her mother's safety deposit box, if she has one, has been gotten into. On closer examination, we'll find that what was left of Deborah Jean's property has been gone through at her mother's house. I know a lot of people are hoping that Deborah Jean had a couple of dead man switches set up where some of this information was still being saved, because, it was an indication that this went really very high, that it was it reached far more than simply the escorts ring, that it was linked in fact, with this other gentleman, Jonathan, I'm blanking on his name, the guy who was stabbed 30 times.
The assistant U.S. attorney.
Yeah, the assistant U.S. attorney, that in point of fact, this is the tip of another monster scandal as shocking as the Franklin scandal. And they're out to cover it up and just shut this down just as quickly as they can.
Well, I see a key nexus here. You have the Brittany, Miss Brittany, who worked for her, And Palfrey said on the show that she believed the evidence pointed towards murder, that she wasn't suicidal, that she was facing a few months in jail, that she was going to fight it, that she was angry, that she was going to list names. She was tired of hypocrisy. And then suddenly she hangs herself in her $400,000+ paid off home. Now they expand out from there. As soon as they murder her, suddenly they sting Palfrey. I mean, I don't know why Palfrey, I even brought this up on air with her, couldn't see it. They wanted to have an indictment on her to discredit her if she was able to leak this stuff out while they investigated and found out if she did have dead man switches. And then once she was convicted, she had made noises on this show, on your show, and others that she was going to go ahead and release the big names, not just the phone list, and so they had to kill her. And you watch, on the next month, they're going to kill more of her girls. They'll probably taser them and hang them the same way. They love to kill you in your garage, folks. They'll also, you know, what they do is you drive in your garage, they come out from behind boxes, they taser you, then they put you in your car, carbon monoxide, you know, they turn the car on, oh, you killed yourself that way. I mean, they have all these favorite ways of doing things. And so I see that nexus point. That's why they sick the FBI on her. That's why they charged her. Because, again, the first thing they do, they think you're going to – Abel Danger. You got this colonel who's saying the government was protecting the hijackers. So they started, you know, going after him for $68 in phone bills to his wife and bring that out, that he's a crook for something that was like taking a pencil home. Mike Rivero, your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing the government. I'm seeing panic reactions here. There's a lot of stuff that's bubbling to the surface, and we're dealing with an administration. We're dealing with a government which has a long history of cleaning house, as Luther Parks put it during the Clinton years, just before he himself was gunned down. And the idea that we have these assassination teams running across the country is not new. It was reported not too long ago that Israel has assassination teams inside the U.S. with the U.S. government permission, and that they're going after people who are perceived as a threat to the status quo in Israel, including possibly this Palestinian gentleman who was tied up and drowned and then claimed to be a suicide. But, you know, it is getting so overt. I mean, when you have people who are tied up and duct taped and thrown in a lake and they claim it's suicide, you know, nobody's buying that. Nobody is believing that. I mean, as you said, even Fox News on Fox and Friends is expressing doubt that Palfrey committed suicide. You know, when Fox News is expressing doubt, that the story has really started to fall apart. And, but they obviously don't care. They don't care if we know they're carrying out these murders.
I think this is a message. I mean, they also, Mr. Hamid, they sliced him up. He was also sliced open, Mike. We talked to the head a person at his mosque who washed the body, and it was not an autopsy. He was butchered and tortured and just sliced into huge pieces. That, they brought him a bag with just everything slabbed and stabbed open. The whole head bashed out, brain gone.
Yeah, that's and yet for our police authority and the media to claim it's a suicide really indicates just, you know, how completely, totally compromised the mainstream media and even our domestic law enforcement is right now. And, you know, people want to know why we don't respect the police anymore. It's because the police are not working for law enforcement. They are enforcing the dictatorship.
Exactly. Do people, cops, listen to me, do people respect Mexican cops? Do you? Everybody knows they're systemically, system-wide corruption, okay? Do people respect Russian police? No. Did people respect the Nazis? No. Do we respect communist Chinese police? No. I mean, it's real simple. Mike, this is disgusting.
It is. We respect only those people who are deserving of respect. And I know if you go into the court system, the judge will say, I'll teach you to respect me. And the response there is, no, you can teach me to fear you, but you can't teach me to respect you. Respect has to be earned. And we're in a state with our country right now where, you know, respect and trust takes decades to build, and it's shattered with the first lie. We have a country in which the American people know the government is lying, they are carrying out assassinations, they're starting wars with lies. I don't think there's hardly anybody in this country that really respects the government anymore, even those people getting government paychecks.
Well, I want to add,
they know in their heart of hearts what's going on.
Exactly. I want to add, they ordered these men and women to torture, and they're just as guilty. But the people above them are even more guilty. They ordered him to torture. Now we even have the executive order, not just the White House and Justice Department memos and chief counsel memos. And then one guy who tortured people to death under orders in Kabul, he went public in his defense and said, okay, I'm going to give you the orders, which are now public. They sealed that under Patriot Act, charged him under terrorism. You understand, guys? They will set you up. I don't understand how the hitmen that go and kill CIA field guys like the guy in Houston, doesn't that cop know? The cops said, don't you know you're going to end up getting it now? Don't the idiots know that whoever killed Palfrey is going to end up dead in the next year? Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. The first rule of assassination, you kill the assassins. When Lee Oswald was not killed at the Texas movie theater, that's when Jack Ruby was sent in to kill him. And then as soon as Jack Ruby was in his jail cell, he was given injections that made him sick and eventually died. And, yeah, the assassins will be assassinated themselves, and that's a message you need to get out, because these people running around and carrying out these killings, they are also marked.
All right, Mike Rivero, thank you so much for joining us. I want you to pop back in with me Sunday, if you can, on the Sunday show, okay?
Okay, you got it. I'll be there.
Thanks a million. All right, we'll be right back with some Fox News clips talking about this report. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it all away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth?
Okay, let's go ahead and go to the first clip. This is Geraldo Rivera last night talking about the Deborah Jean Palfrey case and how it could be a murder, and of course reporting on her interview here last month, or now a month and a half ago in March.
So clearly she had suicide on her mind. However, in the most recent months, she spoke to Alex Jones, a well-known conspiracy theorist, radio talk show host. Quote, no, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning on going into court and defending myself vigorously and exposing the government. That was just pre-conviction. Then when one of her hookers, remember the University of Maryland professor Brandy Britton,
right,
who was also convicted of prostitution charges in 2006, Brandy Britton killed herself. And at the time, Deborah Jean Palfrey said, I guess I'm made of something that Brandy Britton wasn't made of. But still, the blogs are alive, Greg, with conspiracy theorists who say that because she had all this additional information, you know that Senator David Vitter, the Republican from Louisiana, was among her clients. They say that there was a whole list of other rich and powerful names that she could have exposed,
right,
and chose not to for one reason or another.
But that list, Geraldo, does not die with her, though.
Well, the best witness, though, dies with her. I believe that this was exactly because there were multiple handwritten suicide notes in that shed where she hung herself by a metal beam in the ceiling. The probability, the overwhelming probability, is that it is, as the initial report suggests, a clear-cut suicide. But I do maintain that you will be hearing a lot more of this,
yeah,
from conspiracy theorists who say that this is a murder designed to look like a suicide to cover up more information. It's far-fetched, but I believe that you'll be hearing a lot. They say that she'll be the Vince Foster of the Democrats.
Yeah, well, at least he didn't do it in front of his family. Look, the Department of Justice, according to Dan Muldoon, the crime reporter I talked to, he said, you know what, 5 decades behind bars for running this prostitution ring, he said, this is the Department of Justice using a cannon to kill a fly. You agree?
I totally do, but I also think that she would have gotten something more on the order of 5 years. I don't believe 55 years was ever really on the table.
Yeah, but at her age, 5 years, tough time.
She wasn't that old. She's mid-50s. Her poor mom, 76 years old, is ill. She was the sole support for her mom.
All right.
The mom now.
We'll come back and play the next clip, then text Mars in studio. But as we start the next hour, we're going to come back with this morning's clip from one of the Fox national TV programs. The key here is that we have an individual who debunks for the government, who has been caught reportedly making things up, making up quotes, popping out of a jack-in-the-box, and then the report's up on prisonplanet.com, just coming out of nowhere and saying he talked to her and she said that she was going to kill herself if she had to go to prison, which is the opposite. She said here that she would never kill herself. And then I also talked to her off air during some of the breaks. I remember saying, are you worried they'll kill you? And she said, well, yes, but it is scary. I do get followed some. You're hearing an exclusive here. I was going to wait to bring this up later in the show, but why not just bring it up now? I just want to get everything I know about this lady out. And that's basically it. And I said, so you'll never commit suicide even if... And I believe John Harmon may be a witness to this because he doesn't on purpose listen to me during the breaks, but he's in Minnesota. I'm in Texas, so when I talk to a guest, he hears it. So I meant to ask John today if he remembers me talking to her during a break because I talk to guests a lot during the break. And I said, would you ever commit suicide? You need to be clear about this. And she said, look, there's no need. Everybody knows I'll never commit suicide. I'm going to fight this. Even if I go to prison, I'm going to appeal this. And I just wish I'd have got her to say that on air. So there you have it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tex Mars will be in studio with us coming up in the next segment. Then Michael Hoffman, a lot of key issues. He's also reported on government assassinations, how they do them on key dates. It was the High Holy Day of the Satanists yesterday. You know it is May Day. They have their little religious ceremonies right out in front of you, don't they? But here is one of the Fox News national programs this morning. Go ahead and roll it.
Deborah Jean Palfrey, better known...
Oh, wait, why are we showing Charlie Rangel and his...
All right, I'm going to ignore that because that is teasing a story that's going to really outrage you coming up shortly. You know the D.C. madam? She killed herself in her mom's shed. Kimberly Guilfoyle, you know this stuff. You're a legal
right.
analyst. Do you think it's murder? What do you think it is?
I think they should definitely investigate this case. They already put sort of a neat little bow on it and said, oh, this woman killed herself because she was in despair. She was going to be sentenced in July. She was looking at a maximum of 55. We all agree there's no way she was going to get that amount of time, maybe a couple of years. Now, there's some reports saying that she said to certain people, I will kill myself before I go to jail. But guess what? There's videotape of her on the Alex Jones show on two separate occasions saying specifically that she would never kill herself. And she has also stated to other friends and people that she would not kill herself. And if someone might try and kill her, and if there was any kind of attempt to make it look like a suicide, don't believe it, that it was murder. And her mom said she wasn't depressed or upset at all. And there was another call girl that worked for her, Brandy Britton, who was also found hanged, okay, a couple days before she was to give testimony in January of 2007. So two women involved in this case, where there's 10 to 15,000 phone names potentially of high-powered people in Washington, mm-hmm. they both hanged themselves? Come on.
Well, what do you think the police are not telling the public? And from your experience as a prosecutor, do they usually come out on what appears to be a suicide so quickly and claim it as a suicide?
Well, there are reports that there was a suicide note. We do not know the contents of it. Right. So you say, okay, wait, she's hanged herself. There's a suicide note. This appears pretty obvious. Depending on what the contents are, the police should check into this. And I think they're not just going to summarily dismiss it. So there might be a lot more developments on this story. And it's not one that you should just say is a case closed.
You're going to be covering this on the lineup
this weekend. Yeah, Geraldo and I are going to be on together Saturday night at 10 p.m.
All right, wonderful.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
That's a good pair.
Absolutely, and they're going to be playing audio clips of this radio show, I'm told, Saturday night on Geraldo Rivera Live. So you'll definitely want to tune in to that. Again, I'm no friend of Fox. Don't like them. Don't like the way they operate, the demonization, the things they've engaged in. But they're specially for ratings. Is covering murders and stirring up big controversies. And they know, I saw the blogs on the Washington Post with like thousands of comments, and 90%+ would be they killed her. It's just like Princess Diana. Everybody knows they killed her. The evidence is there, but the government still says it didn't happen. But the big thing here is they have this individual that professionally, quote, debunks. Dan Moldea says she had done time once before, he recalls, and it damn near killed her. She said that there was enormous stress. It made her sick and she couldn't take it, that she wasn't going to let that happen to her again. And so that is supposedly this individual saying that, well, I don't have it on tape. But then it turns out that the family of Sirhan Sirhan himself, when he visited him in prison, the jail guards, everybody are saying that Sirhan has never said he remembers. He was given amnesiac in his drink by the girl in the polka dotted dress. And now even the BBC, Associated Press, NBC admit that the CIA killed RFK. They were filmed there by multiple news agencies, top CIA section people like Frank Sturgis and others. It's just amazing. And this is the guy that does whitewashes on that. By the way, the L.A. coroner said he was shot four times, three times in the back, once in the back of the head. Sirhan was in front and was grabbed after the first shot. So we know it's a fraud. And the guy that shot him is known CIA, Mr. Caesar. We'll be right back with Tex Mars.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Host of issues this hour, a little bit into the next hour, with Tex Mars and Michael Hoffman, historian, former AP writer, is going to be with us for 2 hours. We're going to go into overdrive today with Mr. Hoffman because I'm going to have Tex a little bit in the next hour, and then I'm going to spend a few minutes with the latest developments on the Deborah Jean Palfrey case. But Tex Mars is here to talk about a host of issues, multi-time New York Times bestselling author, Air Force officer, of course, space and aeronautics. Professor, he married my wife and I, and Wanda, his wife, is such a sweetheart and good family friends. I just, time flies though. We used to, you know, have dinner every once in a while and stuff. Now we're so busy we hardly ever see each other. We got to make time to do that. But I really appreciate Tex Mars coming in the studio.
Hey Alex, great to be with you again. And you know, since I saw you last, it seems like the elite have ratcheted up their efforts at control of the people. And I'm so amazed at their ability to do that. And yet I believe it's because of the psychological control. I actually call it a magic type of alchemy. I'm also delighted to see your organization here, because you have people here that really care. And I want to say something before we begin. I want to mention that I knew you before you were nationwide. And I'll never forget the first time I saw you on television, cable access. Now, I want people to understand something, Alex. You volunteered to go down to Austin Cable Access. You became the number one program on Austin Cable Access, which was very well watched, I might add. I watched you for the first time. A friend mentioned this, Alex Jones. You weren't getting paid a cent for this. You weren't in it for the money. If anybody believes that, that's nonsense. I saw you. Wanda was sitting by me. And I said, do you know why that man is going to succeed in riling up the establishment? He's exposing the evil doing in this world. And I'll tell you why he's going to succeed. Now, I've mentioned this to you before, but I want the audience to know. Three words, okay? Three words. A passion for truth. I guess that's four if you count the A. Passion for truth. I saw that in you. Of course, there are other things. Intelligence, the fact that you're willing to dig in to find out the information, the truth, and you're able to articulate it. But more than anything, the passion for truth, that has not left you. I'll tell you, I've watched, I've seen every one of your videos. I saw your
Tex,
book.
You're too nice. Most of the time I can't even watch myself.
Well, you know, and when you do that, though, you're going to have enemies.
Oh, I've got plenty.
Oh, yeah. Because passion for truth drives up those who want to reject the truth, who want to avoid it. So I thought I'd just add that.
Well, Tex, let me just, please don't make it about me. I'm just an average person who's upset about what's happening, and I'm pretty obnoxious, but I've gotten a little bit better over time. But I have to add, you know, I learned more from Tex Mars than anybody else. I remember seeing people air your documentaries, your presentations in like 1992, 93, on Access Television, when you were, you know, just exposing the Clintons and the New World Order and just starting to write books about that subject. And, then Oklahoma City happened, and I saw you talking about that in 95. That's right when I got on air. Mm. And of course, think how many people you've also woken up other than me, and think of all the other people I've woken up and all our listeners have woken up. That's what's so beautiful about this. But as you said, evil, Katie barred the door, realizes we're breaking in on them, so they're throwing everything they've got now. And I mean, just overall, with the whole world.
They have no shame. And now they have no fear of the people. The only ones they fear are the listeners of the Alex Jones Show. The very few. Because your listeners also, and I get emails from them all the time, they too have a passion for truth. Alex, one of the things I would really like to hit today, the main subject, is something that is so amazing that's going on. I believe they've gone a little bit beyond the police state. The police state is the umbrella, the taking away of our constitutional rights, of course, and the Bill of Rights, the stripping of those rights. But now they are creating, and I want the people to understand this, it is so important, the elite are creating a new reality, a new reality. This is a psychological battering of the public. Now, we've already had, of course, 9/11 and the terrorist scare, the fear-mongering. But, and this gets to people's basic needs of survival, of security, of safety. And they're using this against us. But wait, now they're ratcheting it up. Not only are they causing, engendering, instilling fear for our security, our safety, but now food, water, oil, which is the wellspring of our entire economy. These three resources, oil, water, food, they have decided to batter us into submission through these three key resources. Oil is everything for the economy. It means everything for people's pocketbooks. It means impoverishment as the price of oil escalates and goes skyward. Then there's food. If people can't eat, they can do nothing. You'll remember Abraham Maslow back in the 60s developed this concept, which is true, has been confirmed over and over. When people are worried, concerned, frightened over their basic needs, I'm talking about food, I'm talking about water, okay, and their ability to live a decent lifestyle, okay, shelter and so forth. When those needs are not met, they don't worry about abstract things like liberty and freedom.
They do whatever the establishment says if they've been domesticated so that they can, quote, get that standard back. What they don't know is this is the same elite that has engineered all this. And what you're saying, Tex, and I want to see you flesh this out because you wrote a book about it years ago, is what the United Nations said they do in the 60s in the Club of Rome. And now they've just republished the head of the CFR, Richard Inhofe's quote. I've been reading a lot on air. I'm sure you've seen it where he says we're going to have a twin rail. This is in 93.
Mm-hmm.
He said we're going to have terrorism, which we threaten them with to give up their rights. But then we're also going to have the global carbon tax in the name of saving the earth to regulate and bring in neo-feudalism. And he said, this is a quote, this makes humanity the enemy, and then we can direct the state against the enemy.
Now, that's a key. That's a key. Humanity is the enemy. You see, here is the new reality. It's a contrived hoax, just as 9/11 was, just as the Oklahoma City bombing was, just as Al-Qaeda is a contrived hoax. Now we have a contrived host of resources.
It's artificial scarcity.
Absolutely. The lie is we're going into, now listen to this, an age of scarcity. And because of that, we all have to be good soldiers and agree to share with the rest of the world. We have to share our water. We have to share our food. And we have to
We're not going to share with the people. No, they claim there's a middleman called the New World Order.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they're getting enriched by all this. And if the price of gasoline at the pump goes to $10 a gallon, quit your belly aching, man. I mean, we're doing you a favor even letting you drive a car. We're helping you. You don't really deserve this. I mean, there's a scarcity of oil.
And it's because of peak oil. And then they can also blame Alaska and point at a few hippies they finance as NGOs when we've had all the oil company executives on, more oil than Saudi Arabia, and the government isn't going to let it out of the ground. Oh, but hippies are stopping them from getting it.
Well, yeah, we haven't had, for example, in the oil area, we haven't had a new refinery built since the 1970s. They blame it on the environmental movement, but wait. Who actually funded, who actually founded and sponsor today these environmental organizations?
The oil companies.
Sierra, Nature Conservancy. Sure, the mass of their money doesn't come from the unwashed hippies.
Rockefellers founded it.
Absolutely.
And we got the oil company documents in 2001, Associated Press did, where they said in 95 in a consortium meeting, the Big Ten, they said Exxon, Mobil, all of them, before they'd merged, they said, we're going to buy up these 214 refineries and shut them down to create an artificial bottleneck.
Yeah, these are artificial hoaxes. Now, they have the media to control this. And then comes the idea of peak oil. Now, you know, I come from East Texas. My brother was a high-level executive in Sun Oil Company. And he used to sit around with me. We used to talk about this. Listen, back in Port Neches, Texas.
So was my grandmother's dad.
Right?
Yeah, my great-grandpa worked for Sun Oil.
And back in the 70s, you know, when we had the first big energy crisis with Nixon in office, and there were lines at the gas pump at the service stations miles long, my brother was just shocked about this because, remember, he was with Sun Oil. He was able to see the figures of what their inventories were. He says the United States is brimming with oil. There's no cutoff from the Middle East. Brimming with oil. And the tankers continued to come in, but it wasn't being refined because they had decided it's time to drive up the price. Now we know that Kissinger agreed with the Shah of Iran and others to allow the price of oil to escalate.
That's now public.
And now we're seeing the same thing
called a conspiracy theory in the 70s.
Yeah. And here's an interesting thing, too. Even at this time, 30 years ago, my brother told me something interesting. He said the oil fields, the oil wells that we first drilled and thought we'd brought all the oil out of the ground from, and then we capped them, you know, they put all the concrete and closed them back up. We're going, it's Sun Oil, I'm sure this is true of every oil company, we're going back now 20, 30 years later, uncapping them, and guess what? We find they're full of oil again.
It just comes back.
It replenishes. It percolates up from the earth. There's processes going on.
And there's hundreds of top universities are proving that it is not dead dinosaurs.
No, that's silly. Fossils.
Again, more and more fraud.
Fossil oil. Yeah, that's sort of silly stuff. I think this all came about at the turn of the century. You know, Rockefeller, with the Standard Oil Company, had a monopoly that was broken up, supposedly, by the U.S. Supreme Court.
In 1906, and it was just in the news the other day, they came back and they admitted the family owns the company, and they're about to fire Rex Tillerson because he won't go along with global warming.
Well, of course, global warming is another scam that they have. Now, back to this fossil fuel, so-called. You know, the very idea of it. Hey, oil is dead dinosaurs that have decomposed in the earth. That's our oil. When you run out of dead dinosaurs, you run out of oil. That's the claim. It's so silly, people don't really think about it. Here's where this came up. Around the Los Angeles area, they had the oil tar pits. And of course, being gooey and sticky, there were a certain number of animals, even back in prehistoric times, that got into the oil tar pit, and guess what? They couldn't get out, and they died there. They found their remains. This caused many people to say, hey, that must be where the oil came from.
Exactly.
Uneducated people.
Stay there. Text Mars. We're going to be right back after break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to have some behind the scenes right now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Welcome back, Genesis listeners. Say hi to all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We have Tex Mars here in studio with us. Going back into oil, shifting gears back into that. Yeah, they came out, 150 years ago when they first discovered oil, and we're looking at coal. There is some small deposits where you find the imprints of ferns. There's very small amounts of coal that they found in association. As you said, they found tar pits in Africa, the U.S. I've seen the history, and they said, oh, the juice from these animals made this. Of course, now they admit the La Brea tar pits was them getting caught up in it, and, you know, animals dying in it. So continue with this system.
Well, first of all, we need to understand something. We're being attacked. Our minds are being attacked. We're being told to accept a new reality, that we're going to have to accept being a third world impoverished nation, that we're going to have to accept food prices doubling, tripling. We're going to have to accept the fact that our water is going to be controlled from now on, and the price of that is going to go up dramatically. This age of scarcity, this new reality, this is what we have to watch out for. Now, how do we fight back? First of all, we have to understand the truth, which is, for 200 years, America has been the land of plenty, and we have plenty. This planet is awash with oil. Once we understand that, water is incredible. Most of the world's surface.
They're now saying water. They're now saying water isn't renewable. They're teaching school children that.
Well, and the reason why. Let's go back to the water. We'll go around and round up all of these three key resources in this so-called age of scarcity. Remember, billionaires like T. Boone Pickens from Oklahoma. He has bought up the water rights in West Texas for about three states underground. The water rights. He's going to build pipelines, just like oil pipelines. And water is going to cost more than oil within a decade. That's their plan.
The UN has said it 30 years ago. You know, again, a key point here for everybody to understand, to totally back up what you're saying, Tex. I remember not just reading Club of Rome documents and all of this. They go back 40 years, 30 years where they admit all this. I remember on NPR and on PBS shows and Charlie Rose, they would say the New World Order would be built on shortages. You know, when you'd have Kissinger on, we'd built on oil, water, timber, everything. And, of course, they get to tax us now on what humans put off, carbon dioxide, saying it's a deadly poison, when it's one of the four, you know, life-giving building blocks, water, sun, carbon dioxide, oxygen, on this planet. But I've heard them on NPR go, Americans are soon going to have our standard of living taken. We deserve it. It's like a little liberal sacrament.
Oh, sure.
Oh, we're going to pay now. They admit it's a scam. I mean, they're just, they are just, go ahead, Tex.
Well, back to this water. Not only T. Boone Pickens, there are many more. For example, Maurice Strong. He's a Canadian. But he comes down to Colorado with his wife, Hannah. The first thing he does, this rich Illuminati.
He's admittedly into the occult.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he builds a temple to the occult. A New Age temple there in the Boca Grande area of Colorado. Remember now, he's a rich, fabulously rich Canadian. But there he is in Colorado. Why? Because he bought up, for a song, the water rights to Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, because of this Boca Grande, trillions of barrels of water.
And by the way, governments aren't allowed to sell the aquifers, but they do.
Oh yeah. Now,
and that's why they're now saying, you can't drill a well, you can't have your own water. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to control us. And they're going to watch people that now have wells that live out in the country.
There's 2 million cops. They're talking about 3 million enviro cops without warrants, just everywhere spying. Go ahead.
Well, the satellites are watching too.
Yeah, that's right.
The satellites are watching too.
The military
don't
satellites.
Don't drill your own well, but they'll be watching.
No, they admitted now that, and local police are going to have it too.
Now, the interesting thing about Maurice Strong, for example, and I talk about him quite a bit in my book, Circle of Intrigue, the hidden inner circle of the global Illuminati conspiracy. Strong was the head at the time when he bought up these water rights here in the United States, head of the United Nations Environmental Program. Then he went back up to Canada, and he bought into Hydro Canada. Now he owns most of the water rights of the Canadian people. Now, the reason why they did this, why they bought up all these water rights, all these aquifers, very slowly, very quietly over the last two decades, they are now going to drive up the price of water to unbelievable levels. It's going to be such a precious resource, and they're going to watch every little drop. Forget about your lawns. Forget about your home gardens. And people who live out in the country that have their own wells, they're going to have to put meters on them. They're going to watch everything.
And this is feudalism.
It's privatization. And all of the municipal water companies have been forced to sell their operations to the rich.
Has anybody wondered why it's Dutch, German, British, Israeli? They own all the water districts now.
Oh, absolutely.
And in fact, I get the reports all the time. They'll come in and buy the city's water, pay off the politicians, and then double, triple prices overnight.
Now, the food industry is exactly the same.
We're going to come back and talk about with Tex Mars. And then during this break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers or for InfoWars.com Internet stream listeners, we're going to go ahead and switch over to that stream right now, folks. You'll be able to hear me and Tex at the InfoWars screen and continue this discussion to all our MNF affiliates. We'll be right back in 3 minutes for all of you that are out there. We're trying to stop the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and the how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
We're having two parallel discussions. During the break, we're talking about why did they kill Paul Free on May Day, the high holy occult day. And then it got into environmentalism and how they believe it's earth worship, sun worship. And then now we see that topic, because it's all interconnected, nexusing with how they want to control the resources through feudalism because they, quote, worship the earth. But then they're the ones actually destroying the earth because they believe in this yin and yang, the Illuminati code, they destroy and they rebuild. But in their own stated documents, it's official, They say that they're going to take the water, the food, the land, the oil, jack up the prices to bring you all back to a feudal level so you can't afford to have children. And as I told you they would do, they've now proposed one-child taxes in the U.S. as it started in China, and then 7 years later, it started in the mid-70s and then in the early 80s became mandatory. They signed IMF World Bank deals. They signed on a State Department Memorandum 200. This is all coming. You think it's bad now with a cop on every corner? New environmental regulations, animal ID, premises ID, thousands of dollars in fines for tiny things, total control. They're flattening tires, burning down buildings now, the fake environmentalists. Soon they're going to be in uniforms. They already are. Al Gore, 10 million strong youth army in the U.S. Tex, please continue.
Well, you know, several years ago, I wrote this book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos. I want you to have a copy of it, Alex, because in this book, the subtitle, by the way, is The Coming Great Food Shortages in America. And a lot of people said, hey, this can't be. You know, I don't believe this kind of stuff. But here's a book, over 200 pages that I wrote. This was the first book to expose Monsanto, Dow Chemical, and the others, their plans for the Terminator gene to be implanted in the seeds.
You wrote this 9 years ago, I remember.
Absolutely. And people couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe the Terminator seeds would be used.
But you saw their own documents, and you knew that they planned to create this artificial. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Now, think of this. Maria Bertini, I quote her in the book. Who is Maria Bertini? She was the head of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. There is a World Food Authority. They've already set it up. Okay, at the United Nations. In fact, they have erected a building, a gigantic complex in Brussels, Belgium. All right? My next newsletter, I'm going to have a picture of that building. Hey, it seems to be 10 times as big as the United States Capitol. It must have thousands of bureaucrats. They are ready to go. They're going to control the world's food,
well,
including
the UN,
America's food.
They had that Beijing conference, 96, 97. Which one? And the head of the UN food program said, we will use food as a weapon, we have used it as a weapon, and we do not apologize.
That was Bertini. And she said, and I want to quote her, food is power. Food is power. The head of the United Nations food program, with this gigantic building, they probably employ 3,000 or 4,000 bureaucrats in this one building in Brussels, Belgium, for food. And remember also, the United Nations last year had a International Water Conference. They're warning people there are going to be wars between nations over water. Already we're seeing food riots. Everything is it was taking place so that they can program our minds. This is alchemical attacks, alchemical magic.
We're being taught that food and water and fuel now are these incredibly scarce commodities.
That's right.
But don't worry, government's going to help us. One child.
Oh, yeah.
If there were less people,
well,
as Ted Turner's been saying,
depopulation.
They're suddenly all over the news saying, if we had less people, you could have the Mercedes again.
Well, isn't it interesting that Ted Turner, who, you know, the guy that once called Christians losers and bozos, Ted Turner, who's been favored by the Illuminati rich all his life, he says we must all have no more than one child.
He has five.
He has five. I'm glad you mentioned that. He has five himself. All of this is a setup, of course. This zero population growth, which, by the way, George Bush Sr. used to be the head of it. Rockefeller made him the head of the zero population growth organization years ago. We have an attack on human beings, as you mentioned earlier, Alex. And these three key resources, I want to bring something to people's mind. If they're attacking our minds, what do we do to recover? What do we do? Of course, we tell the truth, but listen to this. Rather than going into this mindset, this programmed magical trance, that there is an age of scarcity, we need to strike back. And let me tell you how we can do it. We need to bring up proof, just as you and others did with 9/11. What you did, Alex, you said, we will not accept the establishment version of event. Why? Because it doesn't correlate with the truth. And then you and a few others begin to bring this incredible array of truth to the fore. Books, videos by you and others, radio programs. You have been smashing the 9/11, the establishment version, the lie. Now they've got the lie about oil shortages, oil scarcity, water scarcity, food
scarcity.
But
as I said, Richard Inhofe at the CFR, we can use his own quote. He said these are made up. He says it. But we're going to have terror on one part, and then we're going to have the environment on the other for scarcity to wage war on the people. And they say because when we have too much resources, we have time on our hands, we have liberty, we can politically get involved.
There you go. We go back to the basic needs. Once the basic needs are met, people look for higher abstract things, self-actualization.
That's the hierarchy of needs.
That's the hierarchy of needs. And people then say, wow, we want liberty, we want freedom. But they're willing to give up their liberty and freedom if they need to eat, if they're thirsty, if they're worried about how they're going to afford a home for their family because of the oil prices going up and smashing the economy. What we need to do is show that these are lies. There is no age of scarcity. The world is awash in petroleum. And the rest of this program, it's a cornucopia. And I want to prove that. I've got just some news items. If we just do basic research, we're going to find there's oil coming out of the, you know, to use the old saying, out of the world's ears.
Well, I want to be
this
clear.
This is Planet Petroleum.
I want to be clear. I have family, I don't myself, that has some nice oil in Texas, in East Texas. And, you know, they don't like all the lies, even though it's making them make more money. I mean, I'm telling you, as somebody, you know, somebody whose family's worked as petroleum geologists, worked in oil companies, worked as plant heads, worked as roughnecks, the whole lease hounds. You know, we're Texans. Are your family's in it? I'm in it. And, you know, I mean, in East Texas, where my family's from, almost everybody's got an oil well. They call it mailbox money.
Well, we wake up in the morning, we smell oil where I came from in Port Angeles, Texas.
Exactly.
You know?
But the point is that everywhere they drill, it comes, I mean, just shooting out natural gas, helium.
And people's backyards. In some place around Kilgore and other places in
Texas.
It's
ridiculous. And it's from Illinois to Oklahoma to Al Gore owns big oil fields in L.A.
Well,
he owns those.
Here's the thing about Al Gore we have to understand. Remember what we said, that the oil companies funded, founded, and sponsor the environmental organizations so that the environmental organizations can create the pretext of scarcity. We would love to build new refineries, but we can't because of the environmentalists. We would love to go into the ocean, the offshore areas off of California and Oregon and over on the Atlantic side. But the environmentalists won't let us.
And then Schumer gets on TV and says, we would have a 1 cent decrease in 20 years when I've had the executives on who were there, and they admit that on one North Shore, there's almost as much as there is in Saudi Arabia. There's more in the whole area, and it's almost sweet crude shooting out, and they could put in 5 new pipelines in a year. They will not do it.
Absolutely. Now, why would Al Gore promote this global warming? Why would he promote environmentalism? Why would he become the new guru?
They'd rather have a monopoly than a free market.
Prize. Well, not only that, remember the Gore family, Albert Gore Sr. and now Albert Gore Jr., they are shills for Occidental Petroleum. Well, Armand Hammer funded him. I mean, I can show you pictures of them
Gore
sitting around
the
swimming pool together.
He is the majority owner. I remember that when his dad died, and then seeing press reports years ago, the former Senator Gore, that Al Gore now owned the controlling stock in Occidental.
So he's an oil man, just like Bush with Harkin Oil and the others. He's an oil man. Cheney with Halliburton Oil Servicing Company. We have oil men. Al Gore is an oil man. He was brought up in oil. His father was a paid shill for Occidental Petroleum, which was owned, by the way, by a, and this is really an oxymoron, a communist capitalist, Armand Hammer, that every year ran back and forth
Carol Quigley said,
Pope Fubas of communist Russia.
They want monopolies to deal with, so they help put the communists in.
Well, Al Gore now is going to become a billionaire. He recently became one of the principals of a corporation worth $683 million, I believe.
And they trade in the energy stocks.
Yeah,
the energy
absolutely.
Credits.
But remember, the important thing is they must create this scarcity that they're lying about. And the only way they can create it is by bottling up all the world's oil, all the world's water, all the world's resources, including the food. That's why the agribusiness corporations, Willie Nelson, has done a great thing to help the little farmers. But they only are producing a small percentage of the food. It's the agribusiness corporations. They own the food supplies.
Since they've moved in, now, what was it, 50 years ago, they said we could supply the world 3.5 times over with what we had currently. Now we are bringing 30-plus percent of our food in.
There is so much food. Listen, the warehouses are bursting at the seams with food now around the world. You know, when I was a young man...
They've been speculating and hoarding and waiting to sell.
Well, of course, the commodity speculators, they are the speculators. If they drive up the price of wheat 67%, they're the ones that own all the futures and the futures markets. Chicago is the,
so
is
they're
the
holding,
world's leader, the world, the commodity
they're
markets
holding on
in Chicago,
to it to
Illinois.
Exactly. They're holding on to it to drive it up. Explain how that works.
Well, first of all, they buy a futures, okay, which is really a bet. It's a Las Vegas bet saying that food prices will go up. And when they go up, they make billions of dollars. If the food prices don't go up, they don't make their billions.
And so by holding the food just like the oil, they guarantee and rig the future.
To create scarcity. They can, for example, claim, because remember now, they're the agribusiness corporations. They can claim there's a blight on wheat and the wheat supply is ruined. They can claim that that the winter frost killed the coffee down the
they can also
South
blame
America.
It. They can also blame it, and I've actually looked at these numbers now, they can also blame it on the ethanol when that's a tiny fraction of it, which the Saudis
exactly
want shut down.
Well, and of course, ethanol is a silly thing because the world is awash in petroleum.
It is silly, but they don't like it.
Now, I want to prove our point on this planet petroleum, because a lot of people out there say, I've heard so much about peak oil. Surely we are running out of oil. Now, first, I want to mention that I began reading about peak oil back in the 1960s, and I would read articles. Now, my dad also worked at an oil refinery, and we would get all these oil and gas industry publications in. I would read them, and there would be fear articles. For example, I remember specifically when I was a senior in high school, 1961, I read this article that really shook me up. Here I was, a 17-year-old kid, and what did it say? The world was running out of oil, and by 1980, there would be no more oil left in the world. By 1980.
Yes, and we'd have an ice age, too.
Yeah, and they keep moving up the date, of when the oil is going to run out.
Like they say that we're about to have 10 years of super cooling, but that's the global warming coming.
Well, Alex, first of all, no one has ever looked at, if it were true, I wish global warming was a fact, and let me tell you why.
The Hyberian Maxim thinks he does.
Yeah, it does. And farmers could plant more crops. There would be more food. It would be a green, green world if we had global warming, because the frost wouldn't come and kill off things.
They'd have vineyards again in London.
Absolutely. And if the Arctic ice melted, guess what? We could take those icebergs as they're breaking off, bring them, and that would be the water source.
Well, Tex, I
wow.
tell exactly.
But wait, they could, bring those around, pull them around, and you would have billions, trillions of barrels of water. But wait, then you could get through the permafrost, which wouldn't exist anymore, and all of the oil in the Arctic. Can you imagine? We would really be awash in oil. Let's have global warming. But listen, there is, unfortunately, there is no global warming, because as you well know, you're a researcher, the world's four top weather tracking organizations now say we are going into a global cooling
period. Because the sun had heated up briefly, now it's cooled.
Yeah.
And the entire solar system's moons.
Thing, a natural cyclical thing.
Well, I mean, take Mars' ice cap was receding, and now it's getting bigger again that just started, and they have exact measurements with the satellites. But I have David Rothschild on, and he just said, nope, there's no ice caps. And we confronted Robert Kennedy Jr. He said there's no ice caps on the Mars. Everybody knows that. And then he went on to say, Rothschild, that Jupiter and Saturn are closer to the sun than Earth.
Well, in Minnesota, you go up to Duluth, Minnesota, and I'll tell you, in the wintertime, there's plenty of ice and snow. Okay. I love the people of Minnesota. I don't want to live there. But you know what? You go there in summertime, and it actually gets pretty hot there. There is no ice in the summer in Minnesota. Does that mean we're in global warming? No, it means we've gone into a new season. It's summertime. Here's the idiocy.
They also fearmonger every summer. In the middle of August, they'll be saying record heat. And I'm going, wait a minute, I grew up in Dallas. I remember 115 days. I remember a red sun. I remember the grass all dead. And they're telling me in Texas at 105, some deadly super wave, I have seen the mercury at 115 for a month straight.
The Al Gores of this world cannot wait for June, July, and August to get here. When the temperature naturally every summer goes up, and then they can say
global psychology.
Yeah.
Well, here's an example. Yeah. If you give people the scientific name for water, they will say Bannet. Or you tell them sodium chloride. Should we make kids eat sodium chloride? Oh, no, Bannet. It's salt.
It's bad for them. If they didn't have sodium chloride, people would die. They've got to have a certain
amount of
salt.
Well, that's my point. Texture's so right. But going back to satellites, They have now said 5 years ago, we're going to have the spy satellites watch farmers, make sure you're not planting trees in environmental areas, make sure you're not cutting down things. They're now saying they want to cut down trees because they also put out carbon dioxide. That was the new thing, that now trees are bad. And I mean, that was yesterday in the news.
They're actually haters of nature. They are. They're haters of nature.
Now, yeah, let's be clear.
They claim to be lovers, but they are haters.
They claim they want to save the earth, but that was my next point. Why do they really love to hurt it?
Well, you know, around Chicago, Illinois, when the old horse Greeley is saying, go west, young man, go west. Well, many people moved to Illinois in the United States and settled around there. At that time, they didn't have any trees. They brought trees from the east. They planted them. And then, of course, the seeds went through there.
That's why there's more trees now than there were 100
years ago. Yeah, there's more trees in America than there were 100 years ago. It's more green than it was. Interestingly enough, though, environmental organizations in Illinois are now demanding, they have actually counted, they say, the trees in suburban Illinois, Chicago. They say there are 80,000 trees, and they're demanding those trees be cut down. They want to cut down all the 80,000 trees. Why? They say, well, originally Illinois was a plain state, and it had all these grasses.
That's the tyranny.
We want to return to the native grasses.
Yeah. Your new trees are an invasive species.
Yeah.
But see, that's it.
Well, they're beautiful trees, and for you know, thankfully.
Listen, they make you do asinine things because they know psychologically. You know, as a psychology professor, you know, if they can make you do something stupid, they can make you do anything else they want.
Yes. Now, if it's true that Illinois once was grassland, and they want to cut down all the trees and return to grasslands. But at one time, was not Illinois ice covered?
Yes.
Why don't we return to the ice then?
At one time, it was.
What historical point do we go back to?
But at one point, it was an inland sea.
There was the inland sea. Well, of course, all of these things are a means of mind control, of causing radical transformation in society, just like this new reality, this age of scarcity. Now, what I would really like to is to give some evidence of how we are awash in petroleum, Alex.
Okay, stay there.
People need to have the tools and the ammunition to use.
Stay there. I want to come back now during this break. If people are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, or if people are listening on the Infowars.com streams, you'll be able to hear me and Tex talk about another subject. We're going to come back and finish up with that. Tex Mars in studio with us. Absolutely amazing. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Okay, we're coming back in fast here. Going to keep text a little bit in the next hour. He's been gracious enough to do that. TextMars.com will give you all the contact info, how to get his free newsletter, and a lot more in a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to be clear here. Using the satellites, having local police dial into them, spying on you, micromanaging, that federalizes the locals, violates your Fourth Amendment. You think you're under control and surveillance now. It's all going to be done under the guise of saving the Earth. Meanwhile, they're doing the genetic engineering and everything that really is hurting the Earth. So we have all of that going on. And meanwhile, you read the Monsanto documents and they say, you know, we're going to contaminate everything, then claim ownership of the world. This is systematic wrecking of economies, systematic destruction, artificial scarcity. Text Mars, please continue with all the points you were going to make about that, about the Depression, how they had the milk trucks, how they really had plenty, how they cut down on the credit, artificially did it, all the news articles. You've got the floor.
Well, it's important to understand that these are contrived chaos events. Contrived chaos. Remember the elitist motto, even 33rd degree Freemasonry, is ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. They create the chaos, and now they're doing it with oil in the economy. They're doing it with food, and they're doing it with water. Not to even mention the contrived terrorism that we have today that is the umbrella for all this. What I want people to know, though, is we can fight back. We can fight back. How do we do it? When they say that we're moving into an age of scarcity and all of our lives have to change and we have to become a third world impoverished nation and we just have to suck it up, that's just too bad, and we have to put up with $4, even $10 at the gas pump for a gallon of gasoline, we need to say no. Absolutely a lie. There is no age of scarcity. We are planet petroleum. We're planet aqua. We've got plenty. And we need to prove it, because we can prove it.
Wait a minute, the blue planet has no water.
Well, it does have water. Of course there's water. There's water everywhere. There's always been water
everywhere.
But water
is deadly poison. We must tax it.
Well, yeah, there's
just like carbon dioxide.
There's solutions that they come up with, of course. Just like in the food area. I understand that Barack Obama introduced, as a senator, introduced legislation that would tax the American people 1.5% of their income. The money would go, again, this is a new tax levied against us. The money then, the billions that they plunder from the people, would go to the United Nations to feed the hungry of the world.
And then that means, just like Bill Gates gives 80-plus billion to Warren Buffett, you hear it's to help Africans, it's to sterilize them, give them HIV, they've been caught, force them to eat GMO food, force Big Agri in. All the help they give you is really an assault. It's just like taking money from the
movie. Oh, absolutely. John McCain, on the other hand, to show that we're not knocking any one political candidate, John McCain, on the other hand, said, hey, let's, for this summer only, let's, you know, knock off the tax for the gasoline. That'll save everybody, what? You know, $30 a month isn't that great. But he doesn't see any problem at all with gasoline tripling in price. He probably would not see one problem with gasoline going to $10 a gallon.
Well, that's a
and
tax.
All companies enriching themselves.
Well, that's a tax to the globalists right there.
Well, it is. So they see no problem with the oil company profits being at spectacular record highs and these contrived shortages.
And I remember hearing them 10 years ago, 5 years ago on NPR, because my wife listens to it, you know, cooking dinner. And I listen, and it's always, soon the Americans will learn, oh, I can't wait, we're so greedy and bad, soon, you know, we've been living outside our means.
Oh, sure, you shouldn't be driving around those big cars and going places.
And by the way,
you should be living in those cramped cities. You know, you should be living downtown. After all, you shouldn't. What are you doing living in the suburbs?
Smart growth. That, well, you know, that waste. But really, it's all about control. And I know a lot of wealthy people. They say, oh, well, you know what? So what? I can pay $5 a gallon for gas. Yeah, but their businesses are connected to the general public who can't. This is going to hurt everybody.
I don't think that McCain or Obama or Hillary Clinton or George Bush have ever driven up to an Exxon and put gasoline in their
car.
Remember,
George Bush Sr. doesn't
They don't do that. They drive around in limos.
He doesn't know what a grocery store scanner is.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
It just shocked him.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Main government understands.
In just a moment, we're live right now.
Okay. Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Tex, it does come out that there's tons of oil. A lot of the truth does come out. It's just the general public is still convinced that summer is global warming. And I noticed the propaganda intensifies then. Continue here with what's really happening.
Well, let's look at this planet awash with oil. Here I have from Yahoo, one of the major American news sources, this claim. It says oil futures jumped to record over $115 a barrel on supply concerns. In other words, we're running low. We don't have enough. But wait. You know, the foreign press doesn't seem to want to lie as much as the American press. Maybe it's not as controlled. Here's the Times of London. Now, just as mighty a newspaper, as I was mentioning, as the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune or the Houston Chronicle, what does it say? World not running out of oil, say experts. And it begins, says, doom-laden forecast that world oil supplies are poised to fall off the edge of the cliff are wide off the mark, according to leading oil industry experts. Wow. Who would have known? Would John McCain tell us this? Would Barack Obama? Would Hillary? Would George W.? Now, here's something interesting. If we want to see that the world is awash with oil, remember what I said was it's not a matter of how much oil in the world. The world has
plenty. It's a delivery system.
It's a delivery system, which is controlled. A contrived crisis to drive up the prices.
Well, it's like diamonds are really on the mid-scale or lower scale of even semi-precious. They're not even highly semi-precious. I mean, in Africa, they just lay around on the ground, but people fight, you know, mortgage their house, work a year to pay for a, you know, big rock for their wife, because that's the symbol, and literally they have giant warehouses just filled with diamonds.
Now, here's an interesting thing. Maybe people haven't heard about the oil discovery down in Brazil. But listen to this from Bloomberg.com. Bloomberg, okay? One of the top sources of financial and industry information in the world. It says Petrobras. Now, that's the petroleum company that's owned by the nation of Brazil, okay? Now, Petrobras, by the way, is a corporation as big as Microsoft, General Motors, and General Electric. It's right there in the top five in all of the Americas. It says Petrobras discovers world's third largest oil field. This just came out. Listen to this. This is a story that just ran April 14th. It says Petróleo Brasília, that's Petrobras, offshore Carioca field may hold 33 million barrels of oil,
enough to supply every refinery in the United States for 6 years, making it the third largest oil field ever discovered, off of Brazil in the Atlantic. Can you imagine the oil there? Petrobras? Amazing.
And the Russians are found in it. Everybody's, it's just everywhere. It's just.
Listen, the United States, according to the industry experts, so-called, claim that we have 29 billion barrels in reserve. Hey, they've got 33 billion down there in Brazil. Forget about Hugo Chavez and Venezuela. I'm talking about Brazil. Did you know that the Brazilian stock market went wild with this? The telephone companies, anything that's Brazilian went wild. I mean, it's booming right now. Why? They have oil that's going to be coming out their ears. But wait, that's not all. Look, why do you think we're in Kosovo? Again, just like why we're in Iraq. Look at this. Look at this news item. Large potential Albanian, that's right there in the Kosovo area, oil and gas discovery underscores Kosovo's importance.
One reason that I read 10 years ago that they staged the invasion was because they found oil, uranium, silver, nickel.
There it is.
Oh.
There is a confirmation.
Al-Qaeda helped again to take over the country.
Now let's look at the United States itself, okay? Oh, well, we have to get 60% of our oil from foreign sources. Really? Well, look at this. The Bakken Oil Formation. Welcome to the next oil boom. The U.S. Geological Survey has just published its official results of a groundbreaking study. Over up in North Dakota, who would have believed it? South of North Dakota and Montana. They have found a store of oil that could last America, could take care of all of our oil needs for 1,000 years in South of North Dakota.
Final segment with Tex Mars, then Michael Hoffman coming up. We're going to take this break and then be right back. We're doing behind-the-scenes interviews. If you're an InfoWars.com internet stream listener or PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the final segment with Tex Mars. I'm going to recap briefly what's happened with the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder. And that's even what mainstream television is saying. Before we finish up with how they're having these contrived artificial scares to these techs in this key area that you're exposing, you said you were watching Nancy Grace and she was saying this is suspicious. We played some clips from Fox where they're saying it's suspicious. I mean, this is getting ridiculous when the prostitute under her, who was a college professor, going to get an extra PhD at the time, was facing 6 months in jail and hung herself, saying she was going to shoot her mouth off. And then now she's telling everybody, you know, if they kill me, you know, I was killed. I'm not going to kill myself. Then they have this government spook type come out and who makes up all this stuff and has a history of it, saying, oh, she just called me and said she was going to kill herself. And then the media runs with that. I mean, they are really getting desperate.
Well, they're getting desperate, but they're also getting bold. I mean, they're shameless. And by the way, the Nancy Graces, the Fox News, we'll see how far they go with this. Because this is an explosive issue, and it could go up, as you mentioned, to the McCains and the Cheneys and so forth. I think we also need to look for Vicki Iceman. You know, is she still available? Is she still alive? Where is she?
Did you hear about this weird thing?
You know,
this
McCain's you know, little girl that he was having a little teet-a-teet with.
Well, there was a high-level CIA operative who did things with a police chief and CIA director and was all over TV and headed up one of the regional intelligence agent groups, clubs. And the cops reportedly started chasing him. He ran, and then he stops. Well, first they said he ran. He didn't run. He gets out of the car nicely, and they blast him. So it turns out the first story was a lie. And it's on video. The cop just walks up. The guy's there, and the cops shoot him. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know they have hitmen on the police forces in every major city, especially Houston, as one of the worst. I mean, now there's a lot of weird stuff's going on. And this local Palestinian had Israelis with machine guns running around in his yard, the neighbors said. And he was an activist, peaceful activist. He was a school teacher, and then they tortured him to death and duct tape all over his body, threw it in the river. And the APD first said, oh, yeah, he was murdered. I talked to people at TV stations that heard the scanners, and the police said that, too, that, yeah, we thought he was murdered. And then, no, the higher-up said, no, this is quite normal to be all tied up and sliced up.
Yeah. Well, sir, it goes all the way back to the LBJ era when a guy was, shot 32 times in the back. And they say he committed suicide because he was one of the guys that knew the truth about the voting irregularities.
But that's when you know it's
the
government.
The Johnson election.
Because if it's a normal murder, they'll actually go around and maybe investigate. But when it's a government op, the cops walk up and execute this guy, and they're saying, oh, it's no big deal.
You know, Alex, I've known you for quite a while now. I know your precious wife, Violet. You're a happy guy because you love to expose evil in the world. I think it gives you happiness to
do
that. And thank God for that kind of attitude. And that's why I'm going to say it right now. Alex Jones would never, ever, ever commit suicide.
Neither would Tex Mars.
No, I don't even believe that's silliness. They're going to have to torture me all the way to death.
Are you kidding? I want to live as long as possible.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm enjoying
what
I'm doing. I wake up with a smile.
I told my wife, I want to be resuscitated. I want to be Darth Vader. I mean, do not unplug me if I'm going to come over 20 years. I told her. I mean, I want full.
Well, here's the whole thing, though. We see with the Palfrey case. It doesn't matter that you go on the air and tell everybody, I will never commit suicide. They're going to kill you anyway because they think they can cover it up. They're that bold now. Here you and I are right here on national radio and TV. We're saying we will never kill ourselves. And people know that. But if we're ever suicided, you know, they don't care. Even though people are going to remember the fact, hey, I listened to Alex and Tex that day, they'll never kill themselves, and we never would.
But I mean, I made the joke last week and a month ago. I say they're going to start killing us on TV with them shooting us and say it's suicide, and now they're basically doing that in Houston.
One of the things that happens here is this does create fear. If they can kill this Palfrey girl who's had all this visibility, who might they kill? I mean, if the little people of the world have no chance at all, if they could kill an Alex Jones or a Tex Mars or a Deborah Palfrey. This is the fear. I think they may even enjoy the fact that a person like Palfrey can say, I would never kill myself. And the next thing you know, they're claiming she committed suicide. So I think this is another way of creating this psychological alchemy of fear in the
population. Well, also the way they hung her in the shed. You know, she pulls up under the little carport, little thing outside a trailer. You know, they stun gun her. They take her in and hang her. That's their fate, just like they killed the other girl that worked for her. I mean, what if they killed 10 of her girls?
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets more and more. But they do run the risk of losing all credibility. I mean, Congress has an 11% approval rating. Bush has a 30%.
That's right. And here again, we go back to this energy situation, to the food situation, to the water situation. What Americans need to do, what listeners need to do that are hearing us today, we need to go to the sources of truth, and we need to discover the fact that the world has plenty of oil, plenty of food, plenty of water, and we can get much more through increased technology, which we have. Right now, with the new drilling technology, let me tell you, we can go to the middle of the Atlantic and go down thousands of feet and bring up all the oil that we would ever need for 10,000 years. And so we need to say, you're lying to us. Just like with 9/11, we need to prove these people that they're nothing but a bunch of inveterate liars.
Speaking of,
we can turn things around.
Speaking of new drilling technology, I have a uncle, and they drilled on his property a couple months ago, 16,000-foot well.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's like the spindle top.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
That's more than 3 miles down, you see.
They got a 12-inch pipe on it.
Mm. Well, of course, if we do have global warming, then they can just pull those icebergs over to the coast, and there's trillions of barrels of water. Of course, we have the resources. People need to understand that. We have the food. When I was a young man, people were starving in India. Would you believe that with new agricultural methods and technology, India now feeds itself and even, exports?
Which really makes the globalist mad.
Of course. So we have incredible amounts of desert land that's being turned into, arable, water-driven farmland. There will always be enough food in the world.
By the way, I've seen a bunch of studies. Those are oil company studies. No, these are studies separate, just studying plants. Plants will like as much as 14 times higher carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. They use less water, live longer, or healthier. And they're now doing studies showing desertification is in periods with low carbon dioxide. And they're reporting from ice cores going back millions of years, but the really reliable one's 200,000. This is the lowest level of carbon dioxide ever. Mm. And they're saying it is massively associated with desertification. And that sure enough, because it did spike the last few decades, now it's going to start going back down. Suddenly there was more of a greening. Mm-hmm. The plants need it. And then they create more oxygen, which they've now shown that mammals like higher levels. We're in a starved level right now.
Well, of course, nature will take care of that on its own without man-made solutions. Let's go back to this oil situation.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Bakken oil formation in North and South Dakota, but there's a bigger one. Out in the Gulf of Mexico in 2004, BP Oil, Exxon Mobil, and another one of the large multinational conglomerates found the largest reservoir store of oil ever found in the United States. This dwarfs everything. It means that America will have enough oil for thousands and thousands of years in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, when they discovered this in 2004, they said that the oil could begin coming out of that area within a decade. That means 6 years from now. So you would think the oil futures would already be taking that into account. Imagine. Now, they say that this is so much
oil. They've laid
it
off. They've laid most of it off limits. They found a 600-square-mile one off the coast of Louisiana, I know, in the 70s, and then they just said it was a refuge.
Well, the same thing down in Mexico. Now, I think what we're going to see some lies. There's going to be reasons why they can't get that oil. For example, Mexico, Pemex, the oil company down there, they have been keeping that oil in the ground. Mexico is a very poor nation.
Three times the resources we have, though.
They want the tens of millions of illegal aliens to attack and come into and invade America.
They don't want
America.
Them to have money down there.
Right. So they have bottled up their own oil, Pemex. Everybody has been confused, frustrated. Why is it that they don't drill more? Why don't they bring more out of the Pemex
oil fields? Why don't we bring oil out of Alaska? Same deal. Tex,
absolutely.
We're out of time. It is such an honor to have you here. Please plug how people get a copy of Days of Hunger, Days of Pain, Days of Chaos. Please plug how they get one of your free newsletters, how they get a Codex Magica. Give them your number. Give them your websites.
Alex, powerofprophecy.com.
bilgeorgetown.com. They can get these things on the Internet. By the way, we'll give them a free subscription if they write to us at 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Hey, to get that free subscription, also just call toll-free 1-800-234-9673, a free issue of Power of Prophecy newsletter. And next month, I'm going to talk more in my newsletter about these contrived, chaotic crises and how we can overcome the lies of the elite.
That's right. You have a free newsletter that's just amazing. Also, you have a radio show once a week that airs, what, three or four times on WWCR?
WWCR. And, of course, we have an audio streaming, you know, 24-7 there on powerofprophecy.com. But I want to encourage people to call 1-800, toll-free, 234-9673. And all they have to do is say, hey, send me that free newsletter.
Give it out. And a lot of hardcore issues, all, I mean, neurotically well-researched. You're very, just like me, you really try to get to all the facts. Give them the number again.
Okay, that's toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. And they'll know the truth about this hoax called the Age of Scarcity, this new reality, this new psychological alchemy that they're pushing down on us. Do not accept it, folks. Say no. Just say no. Just like 9/11, we're not going to accept the official version. This is a planet of plenty. It is not a planet of scarcity.
Again, powerprophecy.com, textmars.com, the book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, the GMO foods, the control of food, all of it, Becoming Great Food Shortages in America, written 9 years ago, more important now than ever. The number again, Tex.
Okay, toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Of course, we have a lot of free things there. And my newest book, by the way, is Codex Magic, and I know it's available on
PrisonPlanet.com,
Infowars.com. Well, I don't care where they get it from at all, because it's not a matter of money. This is a matter of life.
Tex, you are the best, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll, for about 1 minute here, say bye to everybody. And
it is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Michael Hoffman on with us for the next 2 hours. He's been gracious enough to move back 20 minutes because of the Palfrey murder. He'll be with us 20 minutes into overdrive. I want to take our time here today and attempt to not throw in my points and added things and back up what he's saying, but really riveting, important information to understand the world we live in and how the nature of reality has been hidden from us and false images and false maps have been downloaded into our minds. He is an alternative historian, award-winning, a former AP writer based in New York. He's written some books that have been bestsellers, very well-received. And we're going to break down a whole host of issues, the cornucopia. I want to start at the beginning today and go back to the roots of this, go through it all with our guest today. Thank you for coming on with us, Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you, Alex.
This is a short segment. We're coming back in a long one, but just begin wherever you like, whatever you think's most important. If you were talking to a new audience, which most of my listeners are for you, and trying to explain it to a informed population, but also people that may not have a full understanding.
Well, I think I'd like to go back to what we discussed last time. You raised an issue, and then I heard a commercial on the program that set off something in my mind. And you mentioned, you said, where is it? Who's responsible? Where do we trace this cryptocracy, this conspiracy up to the top? And you said, is it a German conspiracy? And then there was an add-on saying that we were headed to a papal America, that whenever church and state are united, that brings about tyranny.
Is it a Zionist? Is it a,
yeah. Yeah. When I hear that, I realize that there's more confusion out there than I even realized, because I think we have to follow a trail in the West. And what my remarks today will be about Western civilization, the cryptocracy as it operates in the West.
Now, I want to be clear. I want to stop you, though. I don't have confusion about this. We're all broken, though, into subgroups fighting over which group runs it, with most of our collective energies in the movement spent on that. I don't do that. You don't do that. I understand it's a methodology that infects all the major groups, but with some core groups operating. I just want to be clear for the audience.
Well, you know, I see that when we're trying to find a way of ameliorating the cancer plague, and one of the ways that the system keeps us from doing that is they plant the idea that everything causes cancer, so why bother? When we're dealing with the assassination of President Kennedy and we're trying to bring the criminal masterminds who were behind that to justice, one of the ways they obstruct us is they plant the idea that everybody killed Kennedy. It was the communists, it was the anti-communists, it was the CIA, it was the KGB. So when we have these agents of confusion sowing this, some of it is honest confusion, of course. Not everyone is an agent. But when the agents of disinformation or confusion are out there, we can't begin to proceed from first principles. And I find so many people are in difficulty because they're not proceeding from first principles. So for me, the first principle is...
Or let me just add before we go into this, or there are people deliberately putting out disinfo, like some of the Catholics run it all crowd. They demand that I have on their grand poobah, but I've researched what he says. It's just made up. He believes that Rosicrucians use magic to drop A-bombs. He believes the Earth is on a string and that the universe orbits it. I mean, these people, some of them are so kooky, but they demand that you agree with them. And so I just want to be clear that I don't agree with a lot of the groups that are out there saying this group or that group runs it all. That's my point.
I see. Well, and by the way, who are you referring to when you say the grand poobah of the Catholics?
Well, no, of the Catholics run it all crowd. I don't even want to say his name. It's just I don't even think most of his minions know that he believes all this insanity.
Right, because one of the things I noticed in the ad is they said they created a proprietary relationship between church and state and the papacy, and actually the United States of America was formed in revolt against an Anglican church and state which had united in Great Britain.
Well, let's be clear. I don't endorse the ads on this network unless you hear my voice endorsing it. I have no control over that. But right. Go ahead.
Well, and so, I mean, just very briefly, the Anglicans were operating a union between church and state, and one of the reasons I know that is when I was researching the biography of the first Roman Catholic Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roger B. Taney, and he talked about when he was a child, he was banned from going to Catholic school. He was born just slightly before the onset of the American Revolution. And once the American Revolution was a success, almost immediately, his parents were allowed to send him to the school of his choice. So it's just one example of the anomalies of history, and either we're
accurate...
Stay there.
We're going to talk during the break, and then we're going to continue on the other side. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Every move the New World Order makes, every breath they take, we'll be there. Covering every subject, every issue, going to the Veritas. Trying to find the truth. Trying to question the box within a box that we all live in. All right, Michael Hoffman is our guest. Michael, before we go any further, tell us in a nutshell a little bit about yourself, your awakening for a minute or two, your websites, your books, and then we're going to go for 2 hours pretty much straight here with only a few breaks. Go ahead.
The website is www.revisionisthistory.org, and we're located in North Idaho, P.O. Box 849, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 83816. I was fortunate enough to have been born to a revisionist historian grandfather. He was a lay historian. He wasn't a professional, but he had a great deal of skepticism about the mainline story of history. So I was basically sitting on his knee from a young age, hearing him talking about things like, for example, that Joseph P. Kennedy had stolen the election in 1960 for his son through the Chicago Mafia. And I was hearing this practically as a toddler. So I suppose I've been predestined for this line of inquiry, for being a skeptic, for always questioning and doubting. And as John Milton said in the 17th century, give me the right to know, to utter, and to argue freely according to conscience above all other liberties. And that's what I've tried to live and what I've tried to extend to others, Alex.
Now, let me just throw out something here. It's become a thought crime to say that CO2 isn't deadly poison, to say that sodium chloride isn't deadly poison. It has become a thought crime to even question official stories, official history. But questioning Deborah Jean Palfrey's clear murder, when we now have another eerie flashback, DC Madam said, I'll never want my life to end in suicide. She not only said that here on this show, in May 2007 for an interview for Carol Joyt, host of Q&A Cafe TV show, Palfrey faced criminal indictment for prostitution, but for Palfrey, one thing was crystal clear during the interview. She would not end her life by hanging herself, as Brandy Britton, one of her employers, had clearly murdered as well. I don't want to be like her. I don't want to end up like that. So another source, we're questioning history. Within 1 hour of her being found, official story, open and shut, she committed suicide in the garage, hanging herself, absolute bull. So that's questioning history, and that now is a thought crime they want to arrest you for. So we have to stand up against this now, no matter how painful or how demonized we get, because even if you disagree with ideas you hear here, you need to fight for the right for people to say them and have them. Okay, Mr. Hoffman, go ahead.
Well, and this particular questionable death that you're referring to reminds me as far back as Secretary of Defense James Forrestal, who a lot of us believe was tossed out of a window, and they claimed that that was suicide. And, of course, the secrets and the knowledge that he was sitting on were absolutely cataclysmic in terms of what he might have or could have revealed. So they certainly have a long history of doing this, but I'm not privy to the details of this particular case. But lately, since the year 2000, I have been consumed with my research on Judaism and on Zionism and the Talmudic religion, because I feel that it's a key to understanding the cryptocracy as a whole. And during the break, you had mentioned to me that you also feel there are some aspects of anti-Judaism which are problematic, and I would agree with that insofar as I believe that the cryptocracy plants their own agence provocateur inside various groups, and then they take extreme positions which actually benefit Judaism. One of the prime ways that they benefit Judaism is whenever you have race hate injected into this discussion. because
and that brings and the Zionist documents going back 200 years say that it compacts their group, and then they feed on the lower Jews beneath them, and the Jews think that their leaders are taking care of them, when Israel admittedly has been caught doing bombings in Baghdad 60-something years ago, bombings in southern Spain, all of these things to drive Jews back to their homeland. So,
well, Judaics are the first victims of Judaism.
Yes.
That's something that has to be understood, is that the freedom movement that I'm leading here with regard to Judaism is first an attempt to liberate individual Judaics from Judaism.
And so you disagree with the main line of the crazies that say Jews are really Neanderthals and crazies that go around stirring up trouble and making people look stupid that talk about this. You disagree. You're saying you don't believe they're inherently devil seed.
Yeah, this reptilian idea and all of that, what it really means is it means that Jesus Christ was wrong and that people can't be converted. If someone is inherently the seed of the devil, all you can do is exterminate them. You cannot convert them. So you can see the occult root to that, and you can see the black evil that's behind that.
Well, that's my point, is that you know, 15 years studying this, every time I met somebody who said it was the Jews, they were lying, backstabbing, crazy, lying scum who would always attack me. And then I'm like, my God, the people that believe this must be bad, because everybody I meet is like, but I guess they're provocateurs or crazies or losers who want to blame a group. But just because they're doing that doesn't mean this isn't a predatory group out of control.
Well, it's a predatory ideology which is out of control, but there's another factor here, and that is, who is a Jew? I mean, people run around calling themselves Jews, and in John chapter 8, Jesus said that they had as their father the father of lies. So why do we believe them? All of the genealogical records were destroyed when the Romans conquered Jerusalem in A.D. 70.
Titus.
So we only have the word of these rabbinic liars to say that they're descended from King David or Abraham. You and I may have more Abrahamic blood in our veins than they do, but my question and my challenge to them is, prove it. Prove that you're descended from Judah.
And well, so they've done the DNA test, and they know that about 82% of people claiming to be Jews are actually Central Eastern European Khazars. And that's people call me all the time like they found some new secret. I remember reading that when I was 10 years old in mainline history.
Right. So what that also does, though, it's interesting because it absolves these interlopers from actually being the biblical Jews. They don't have any kind of a curse on them, although I believe even when we are talking about actual Israel, and certainly there is a remnant of Israel on the earth, as Scripture says, but that curse was only on the few generations there, the early generations that would have been implicated in the death of Christ. It certainly wouldn't correspond to any actual biological Jew who was alive today. But this racial issue, Alex, one of the things that we have to understand here is that the rabbis are very keen on keeping Judaics inside the ranks. So they have to use the Hitlers, the Nazis, and the haters to scare the Judaic people back into the fold of Judaism. Because one of the things that Judaism teaches in the Talmud is that no matter how nice, how good, how benevolent a Gentile is towards you, he's only doing it for ulterior, cynical motives. He can never really love you for yourself. And a corollary from that, if I may expand on this, is the idea that if someone attacks the Israeli government, if they say they're genocidal, they're instituting a Holocaust against the Palestinians, if they say, like Walt and Mersheimer do in their book on the Israeli lobby, that there's inordinate power and control of the United States government on the part of the Israeli lobby, the reaction of the main hardcore of Orthodox Judaism and Zionism is to say, you know, that's inherently anti-Semitic. You don't really have a valid point. What you're motivated by is hatred and bias towards us. And, of course,
exactly. I mean, if you and people always say, well, I don't hate Jews. I just hate Zionists. But now those guys have all flipped and are saying, I do hate Jews. It is the Jews. And,
well, then if they're saying that, Alex, they're falling right into the rabbi's trap.
I know. I've read the official documents they wrote where they said, isn't it wonderful? You know, we'll get people to persecute us. We'll even commit horrible crimes and let the Gentiles find out so they'll persecute us so we can then have our little slaves under us. And, you know, not letting Hitler kick the Jews out, saying, no, they have to come to Palestine. They've got to pay us money. One cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Germany. I mean, these sickening, evil statements, these types of things. All I'm saying is it's a lot more sophisticated. Let me digress, and then we'll get back into this. Why is there such an obsession with Germanicness by the modern Zionists? Why do we see the Rothschilds funding different German institutes of eugenics? Why do we see them funding it now? Why are they intermarried with European Germanics? Why are they supporting Schwarzenegger wearing his Nazi belt buckle in public? I mean, certainly you see that there's a weird satanic wedding going on behind the scenes, or you disagree with that?
Well, I would say that there's some of that going on, but it's a complex issue because it's more behind the scenes. Overtly in public, they have impressed upon the German people the mark of Cain, a hereditary stigma, which is a form of mental colonization. The Germans internalize this. They have one of the lowest birth rates and highest suicide rates.
And they did that to blacks, too, with the transatlantic slave trade.
Well, they did that with
the
idea
that they had them internalized that they weren't humans or they were bad. They were Cain or Ham, right?
Yeah, as we talked about in the last program, they gave them this notion that they were hereditary slaves, and that was a part of a taint there. I'm getting an echo on the line here all of a sudden. I don't know if that's just at my end or your
We're not getting it on the network. Network, are you getting that hum? I'm not hearing anything, sir.
Okay, great. I'll just proceed then.
All right.
And so what I would say is that I see a cleavage between this idea that there is a sort of a secret linkage between the Germanic elite and the elite of the cryptocracy.
Well, I mean, let me stop you right there. I mean, $80+ billion in the last 4 years from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with Warren Buffett, and they're in Africa injecting them with HIV. They're poisoning them. They've been caught. It's in the documents. They've been caught carrying out eugenics. I mean, that I would call Hitler-esque. But if the Judaics run it, I guess they want all the blacks and Asians dead too, or what?
Well, that's a little bit outside my competence in terms of discussing this.
I'm saying, though, is that the Darwinistic view, the Francis Galton view. I mean, when I get to the bet, I mean, the head of the Human Genome Project, Dr. Watson, saying blacks basically weren't human. You know, he's a white guy, and he's running the Human Genome Project, running around saying blacks aren't human. I'm saying, you know, I understand in the media and everywhere else we can see the Zionists, but I'm saying when I get into science and I get into foundations and I get into this, I mean, it's Hitlerian, it's eugenics. I'm saying I've really found that, and I've really found Zionists everywhere too. So what I'm saying,
but it's Hitlerian, but Hitler is an anomaly in terms of German civilization. It would be like saying that George Bush is a typical product of our American civilization.
No, but when I say Germanic, I don't mean even the German people. I'm talking about Germanic occultism.
Well,
and I'm not attacking Germans. I'm saying that there is a relish. The eugenicists, the British eugenicists, Rothschild-funded eugenics institutions worship the Germanic form.
Well,
something more here is what I'm saying.
I don't see any larger role in the occult for the Germans than for any other of the European peoples.
But you know, Germanic means wider. I mean, Germanic is the main fulcrum in that entire region, even into northern France.
Well, they've certainly always wanted to control the Germans, but prior to the rise of Hitler, Germany and German civilization was a paragon of the music of Bach and Beethoven and the great philosophy and the advances in religion and science, which we owe so much to the Germans.
Pharmacologicals, everything.
I mean, there is a role in the early Ordo Templi Orientis of the OTO. There is a German connection there, and there's a German connection to Skull and Bones. But if we were to talk about the British, and again, that wouldn't be an indictment of the English
people. Oh, no,
I'm
saying the British are the absolute heart. I'm just saying, why do they, as a fetish, you know, get into the Guter Dommerung and all of that. Look, it doesn't matter. The point is,
well, you know, it's interesting though, Alex, because they say that people who are in the know tell me that when you go to these collection catalogs for Nazi memorabilia and Nazi relics, that the number of Judaic customers on there is astonishing.
No,
and perhaps you use the appropriate word. Perhaps it's a fetish.
Yeah, no, I'm really study this stuff. I really want the truth. And I'm just saying, I've knocked down the hidden doors. I've gone, burrowed into the deepest pits. And, I mean, I find a bunch of weird druidic, don't even call it Germanic. I see all of Northern Europe and you know, Britannia as Germanic, Visigothian, whatever you want to call it. So I think when I use the term German, I'm not talking about the last, you know, Bismarckian Imperial Germany. But look, I digress. Just, you know what? I may even have to even go out of the room because this stuff gets me thinking so much. I'll just let you finish. Just go ahead.
Well, Hitler used a good luck symbol, the swastika, which prior to the rise of his regime was always universally associated with good luck. All it is a symbol of the sun in motion. You put a cross inside of a wheel, you knock four segments of it out, and it looks like a running man or an intimation of the sun. An early pagan symbol always associated generically with good luck, and he twisted it into this horrible thing. I think, in general, there is a magnetic archetype associated with the Northern European model, both racially and in terms of some of the things that we see in our movies and culture, as far as these associations with the polar regions and with the sword and sorcery epics. So it wouldn't surprise me if at some level in the occult or heavy metal music, or even at the higher levels that you're insinuating are operant here, that they are mining that, so to speak. But what I can tell you from my own research, what my opinion is that far above that and far beyond that is the Kabbalah, the Talmud, and the veritable worship, not of the German or the Aryan or any archetype along those lines, but the worship of the Judaic male as personified by the rabbi. Because Judaism does teach that.
Oh no, I mean, there's no doubt that Madonna and all of it. I mean, it's everywhere. The symbolism, no, it's dominant. I agree.
I hesitate to use the word witch because of all of the inquisitorial connotations of that word. So I would call her a magician, and I would say that her recent 30-minute show in New York City had all the hallmarks of a Kabbalistic open-air ritual that was both broadcast on the internet and also much to do was made of it in New York City.
Well, she says it is. She says she's doing this. She's a chicken-necked coward is what she is. These people just radiate weakness, but go ahead.
And she's also a kind of a mirror image of a biblical figure because she calls herself Madonna, and I guess that's her birth name.
Jezebel.
That's her actual identity would be Jezebel. But what we find is, for example, in Judaism, they say, well, you Gentiles can be saved and you can be part of the covenant if you become a Noahide. But actually, they're not talking about the biblical Noah any more than Madonna is a representative of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the exact opposite. And the Talmudic Noah is the exact opposite of the biblical Noah. So all these poor dupes and suckers who are joining Judaism, there's two ways to be a Gentile and join Judaism. One is through Holocaustianity, and going down to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and believing everything that's there and believing that only one people on Earth suffered a Holocaust, that's one inroad in. And the other way is through the Noahide. But you're not following the biblical Noah. You're following the Noah of the Talmud.
But also people that, quote, join it are only porch masons or, you know, porch. That's when it goes back to Solomon. We'll be right back. Actually, we're going to skip this break for Infowars.com stream listeners. Go to that stream. You'll be able to hear this break. And then we'll come back for everybody else on the other side in 3 minutes.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schutt with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warned you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Okay, be clear, though, about the separate groups. Like, you have the Torah, which is the Old Testament, which is literally 180 degrees from what comes later. I mean, let's start at the beginning here.
Yeah, well, you know, we're dealing with master deceivers, and so there's a counterfeit. We were talking about that, at the commercial break, how there are, it's a mirror world, a mirror of the scripture, and a mirror of biblical patriarchs and biblical figures. And so we will hear Orthodox rabbis say, well, we're Torah true. We have to follow the Torah. We have the Torah. And in fact, the rabbis tell those who are part of Judaism, you can't understand the Bible without the mediation of our interpretation of it. Protestants don't seem to have a problem with that. They have a huge problem with the idea that the Pope claims to be a mediator of Scripture. But when the rabbis make that claim, they seem to be very apathetic about that. And I don't understand that. But anyhow, let's be clear about the Torah. When they say that they're Torah true, they mean that they're Talmud true, because there is the Torah Shebiktav, which is the written Torah, and the Torah Shebelpa, which is the oral Torah, the oral.
And they
law.
Say that is the real law, not the old law.
Well, yeah, what they say is there is a dual law, that Moses was given two laws on Mount Sinai, the oral law, which became the province of the rabbis, and which was only written down after Israel crucified its Messiah and then really became degenerate. Prior to that, it had been a toss-up which way they were going to go, and so they had never sufficiently lost the grace to commit this evil to writing.
Moses, when he actually went after him throwing the tablets, he was going after this group, is what a lot of people say.
Well, I certainly think that it must have started around the time of the golden calf.
Well, they were bringing back the Egyptian secret knowledge they'd found, and he was saying no. So it's that same group always running right next to the other.
Yes, as we mentioned the last broadcast, the Talmud says 10 measures of sorcery were given to the earth, 9 were given to Egypt, and 1 to the rest of humanity. So they certainly see Egypt as a source of magic and sorcery. Of course, officially they condemn Egypt, but actually, secretly, they have tapped into that power, and they actually pay obeisance to it.
And as you said last time you were on, or as the late Arthur C. Clarke said, a Texas Instruments calculator would be the highest order of magic to somebody just 200 years ago. So when we use the term magic sorcery, that's ways to manipulate populations, lie, spin things, and then they just package it in a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Go ahead.
Yeah, because leftist intellectuals could accuse us of mystifying the discussion by bringing in magic, but actually they're the ones who are mystifying when they refuse, when they use this agnosticism to refuse to recognize how technology operates. And the last program I mentioned that Arthur C. Clarke his famous statement was, is that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a science which even certain scientists have been able to cover up and mock and direct our attention away from by claiming, oh, that's just silly fairy tales, but it isn't. And Arthur C. Clarke, who was a pioneer and prophet of the satellites that we now have operating around our Earth and a key agent of the cryptocracy.
Yeah, he's the inventor of it. Go ahead.
So he's our source for that. So you see, Alex, we have this counterfeit. We have the Noahide covenant, but actually it has nothing to do with the biblical Noah. It's the Noah of the Talmud and of the post-Talmudic text.
Which is what the Torah tells us, is that this group will always have counterfeits. They're masters at doing that.
Sure. Revelation 2:9 talks about, I know them who say they are Jews and are not and are of the synagogue of Satan. So right there, we're being warned of a counterfeit. Jesus in the key book of John in chapter 8 talking about the counterfeit. And that's a key scene there in chapter 8 because it pertains directly to what we're dealing with now, where they say, we have Abraham's blood in our veins. We are the children of Abraham. And Jesus acknowledges their biological pedigree. But at the same time, he says, you can't have Abraham as your father.
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You want hardcore news, cutting edge information, truly sophisticated discussions and debates, you get it here. In this fourth hour, we're going to go 20 minutes more with our guest in overdrive. He can do it. We're going to skip some of the network breaks so I can talk behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and people listening to the streams at InfoWars.com. You got to go to those audio streams, though, to be able to tune into it. Or you can miss out on it if you'd like. Mr. Hoffman, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I think is important to understand, Alex, is that we need counterintelligence and we need to recruit among the Judaics themselves. And that's one of the reasons why I've been able to profit in my research has been that I have had Judaic informants inside the yeshivas and the kollels who assist me with my research, and I want to encourage that. I wouldn't be able to benefit from the details they've given me if they thought that I was a racist hater. And it feeds into the rabbi's image of the Gentile and of the Christian if we in any way reinforce that image. Now, what I wanted to do was I wanted to give you the actual teaching that Talmudic children receive in Orthodox Judaism. This is a phrase that's repeated to them throughout their childhood, and I'll give it to you now. Halakha hi beyadoa shi asav sonai lel Yaakov. And translated, that means it is a given law. It is known that Esau hates Jacob. Now, they see themselves as Esau, and we are Jacob. And what they're being told from the time they're little children is that they are irrationally hated just because they are Judaic. Not because they mistreat the Palestinians, not because they have inordinate influence over Congress. Now, if we, in our information campaign, fulfill that stereotype, as so many people in the right wing and the neo-Nazi movement and even in the Arab world have done and are doing and are encouraged to do by agent provocateurs, we are then doing the work of the rabbis, because we need to convert rabbis and we need to convert Judaics. Judaics who are listening to me right now, Jesus loves you. He wants to free you from these burdens, these this terrible yoke that the Talmudists have put upon you.
Well, it's the same thing like our government, and that's the same mindset. You can see the same paradigm, the same signature. The government's going to keep you safe from the terrorists. Really, the government's behind it. The government's going to take your rights to keep you safe. No, they're not keeping us safe. They're hurting us and sucking off of us. It's the same group with the leadership using their mind control system on their own people. I mean, you already said that twice, but I want to make that clear. Go ahead.
Well, because what they're saying is there is a racial war to the hilt, and it's irremediable. There's nothing that they can do to change their race, and therefore, since they describe all of us, or the majority of us, as being racial haters of them, you then have this chasm that can't be bridged. And so if we actually take that position, as so many in the past have, then we're shooting ourselves in the feet. So it's very, very important to understand that we're dealing here with an ideology, and with a spiritual force. And, for example, this spiritual force, as you know on your program and have brought up many times, operates within Freemasonry, and they're the most blue-eyed, blonde-haired, Aryan Gentiles they can be. We have evil in every race and every nation, but because of the nature of the Talmud and the Kabbalah, that evil is centered on this notion of the racial supremacy of the Judaic as personified by the rabbi. Now, how can
which
we
is
be
in
rich?
The which is in the Talmud, which is in the Zohar, which is in all the books, and then it's in Encyclopedia Judaica, but we're not supposed to talk about that.
And we're actually dealing with the source of racism in the world as a whole, because it's not in the Bible. And it certainly is not in Islam. Islam may have many problems and many errors, and there's no question about that, but Islam does not practice racism. This, the most searing and ferocious and savage racism on the earth today is the racism of the Talmud, and then it's practiced and implemented in the Zionist Israeli state.
Okay, stay there. Stay there. We're going to continue during the break. If you're an InfoWars listener, stay with us, and now we'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our guest for the rest of this hour, into the next, we're going into overdrive today, is Michael Hoffman. We'll give out his website, some of his books, tell you how to get them before he leaves us. He can do it anytime he wishes. If he wants, we'll take calls later. We'll see if he wants to do that. Continuing, we were having a discussion on the InfoWars stream and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and I asked you, I said, you know, don't you mean, Jacob against Esau? And you said, yes, you'd gotten that backwards earlier, probably with all my interrupting. So just continue wherever you'd like.
Yeah, the website is www.revisionisthistory.org. And yes, when I was translating Halakha Hebeota Ishi Esav Sonei El Yaakov, I actually transposed it incorrectly. The Judaics regard themselves, of course, as Jacob, and we are Esau, and they see this as a racial divide that can never be breached. And that's why they have this sense of immunity and entitlement that they're never wrong, they never have to apologize, they never commit war crimes, and any accusations along those lines are being fielded by latter-day Esau's against themselves as Jacob.
So that's kind of codifying a psychopathic outlook.
It is. It's a religion which has the symptoms of psychopathology because they have delusions of grandeur as being the superior master race on Earth, and they're also paranoid in that they have this incipient fear of opposition. And those are two symptoms, of course, of insanity.
But it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because it's an intelligent, you know, group that is getting a lot of power, and so there's going to be competition, and there is also going to be people fighting.
Well, it's constant warfare. Zionism, I usually append the word Zionism with war. It's war Zionism, and it's war to the hilt. And, of course, you see that on the West Bank with these settlers and their Talmudic philosophy of annihilating Amalek, which is what they refer to the Palestinians as Amalek. And, of course, in the Old Testament, Amalek was a people who were supposed to be exterminated. So they're actually calling for the extermination of the Palestinians. But, once again, that's not, Alex, on an Old Testament basis because, as you know, in the Old Testament, God says he did do away with Amalek, and he said, I will blot out its memory forever.
And he said also, kill their animals.
Yeah.
But see, how do you deal with that as a Christian? Because you've got the Old Testament, which Christians accept, and saying, yeah, go ahead and kill everybody when you take over this land, kill them and their animals. But then modern, it's Talmudic, it's evil, it's bad, when they want to wipe everybody out.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I do just want to say, however, that the modern use of Amalek shows the Talmudic nullification of Scripture because God keeps his promises, and he said, I would blot out the memory of Amalek. True Christians today don't go around calling anybody Amalek, but the Talmudists do, and so they're actually contradicting the Old Testament. In terms of
God ended Amalek with an announcement.
Yeah, well, he ended it through through his own power, and you challenged me with the idea of God taking out these nations in the Old Testament. Invariably, when a nation was destroyed in the Old Testament, it was a nation that was practicing sexual sin under occult auspices, and that will destroy us. It will destroy.
Yeah, Moloch, burning babies, Jim.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking. We're not talking about any innocent nation of people that God simply picked on because his chosen people were coming along. Because if you really read the Old Testament, it's an indictment against the Israelites. And the great prophets who Jesus said from Abel to Zechariah were killed. They were killed for criticizing Israel and telling them that they were falling short. Just like today, if we try to say the same things, we become under attack. And another indicator, Alex, that the religion of Judaism is not an Old Testament religion. We were talking earlier about how they disparage Noah. They also disparage the prophet Isaiah. Now, how can you do that and be an Old Testament religion? This comes out in my book that I'll be finishing up soon called Judaism Discovered. The prophet Isaiah, as you know, criticized Israel. And so the Talmud says of Isaiah that he had unclean lips. And they say that Isaiah was killed, and he got what he deserved. In fact, the Talmudic description of his death is that he was sawed with a saw that went right across his mouth to punish him for saying these terrible things about the Jews. Now, no biblical religion would ever side with the killers of Isaiah, but that's what Jesus identified them as. He said, "You've been the killers of the prophets." And you've been the killers of the prophets historically, this ideology and the spirit that you embody. And that's what we're confronting in the Israeli state, and we're confronting among Orthodox Judaism today in the United States, where George Bush on April 15th, as all of his predecessors since Jimmy Carter did on Education Day USA, met with the Chabad Lubavitchers in the White House. He got his marching orders from them. He dedicated this nation to the phony Talmudic Noahide laws. Under the rulership of their dead messiah, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, that's been going on since Jimmy Carter, the conservative Ronald Reagan, both Bushes, and
let me ask you, what do you think Carter's doing now, going over and saying it's apartheid and genocide and wrong and being barred from entry to Israel and things like that?
Well, I'd have to preface my remarks on Jimmy Carter by saying that I was very, very angry at that man at one time, particularly when he instituted the cooperation with Castro for the disastrous Mariel boat lift. I don't know if he has ever really done penance for that, because he unleashed from Castro's insane asylums and prisons the dregs of that island nation. They came over here, they raped, they murdered, and they plundered, and that is on Jimmy Carter's record. Now, all I can do is surmise, Alex, that he has had a change of heart, that he's one of the very rare people who has been at the top that knows he was implicated in sin and wrong and evil, and in his own way, he's trying to make up for that, and I think he's doing that in his trips to the Middle East. I think he's doing good work. His book on the apartheid system over there is wonderful. I don't agree with all of it. But this is a man who is trying to fashion in his own sort of stumbling way a type of Christian witness in his old age. And I'll tell you, I'll take that rather than nothing. And we see this something similar happening with McNamara, the Secretary of Defense under Kennedy and Johnson. And he's
now that's why the globalists a lot of times kill older globalists, because they do. Some people turn back, you know, kind of on the cross there at the last minute next to Christ. But expanding on that, and I do think he's doing it for good reasons, just from, you know, what I pick up, you know, his body language, listening to it, analyzing it. And it's not a hateful thing he's doing. He's doing it in a peaceable way. It's just that, again, everything you describe about Judaism, again, I see those similar excuses, those similar claims manifested in other cultures. This is obviously a dominant culture. I'm just wanting to add that, again, humans rationalize, come up with this same stuff across the board.
Oh, yeah, but see, we're all free to challenge all those people. We're free to challenge Reverend Wright when he makes these statements. We're free to challenge the Chinese on Tibet. But as soon as we do, we apply the same criterion to the Israelis and want to treat them equally as all other human beings who have both shortcomings and a good side and a bad side, suddenly we become Esau, Zer Jacob, and it's Halakha Hibayoda Shiesav Sonait Lel Yaakov. And that's a special situation that we're dealing with whenever we enter into the territory of these rabbis.
I think the source – now, are you saying in all rabbinical sects you basically get the same thing? Or are there – because, I mean, I know – in certain neighborhoods in New York or in the Middle East, the new film about Bin Laden by Spurlock, he's just in Israel, and these rabbis start beating him up, calling him filth. You know, he's not allowed in the neighborhood. But then other rabbis run up and get him and say, no, that's a crazy group of people. You have the one group of rabbis saying Israel shouldn't exist, which has got hundreds of thousands of people, Nutricardi and a few other groups. And then you've got other – there's also – from what I've seen, a few different brands of Zionism. I mean, you have the big dominant one, but then there's also some other ones, or what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I'm talking mainly about Orthodox Judaism because that, of course, was all the Judaism that existed on Earth until the Maskala, that's to say the Enlightenment, which coincides with the liberal Enlightenment in Europe at its height in the late 18th century. And prior to that, from the founding of Judaism after the oral traditions of men were committed to writing in the Mishnah and then later in the Gemara in the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th centuries A.D., all you had was Orthodox Judaism. And then two branches, actually three, Reconstructionism, which is extremely liberal and almost not a factor here, but two main branches broke off, and that's the Reform branch, based on the Maskala or the Enlightenment, and the conservative branch, which tried to take a middle road between the two. And what that really means is, Alex, the majority of Judaics in America who are religious and who are following Judaism are Reform Judaics, and a lot of them have never seen the Talmud in their life.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Every Jew I know is just a friendly, nice person, and most of them don't even like the war, and they just feel persecuted because the news tells them they are, and for what their leaders do, they are getting some persecution because they individually haven't done anything. And see, that's my larger picture. I mean, in your massive study of this, you're probably one of the former scholars who honestly looks at it not from a bigoted view, but from a, just a cold scientific perspective. What's the power structure? In the pyramidal structure, I mean, what percentage of the elite of the Judaics really know what's going on? And then, what are the substratas? What's the command structure?
Well, see, one of the doors into Judaism for Gentiles, I mentioned, was the Noahide laws and Holocaustianity.
I was about to say, the fake Christian Zionists now seem to be one of the most dominant, virulent, vicious groups now.
Yeah, much to the scandalization of the gospel, because a whole generation of young people are now turned off to the Bible and Jesus Christ because they associate it with these bloodthirsty warmongers. But to get back to your question, the access route for these Reform Judaics, who are sort of just cultural Judaics, and they...
Tell you what, stay there. We got a break. We'll talk during the break about this. For the network, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Michael Hoffman is our guest. I want to thank all the listeners, all the affiliates, all of the sponsors, everybody. We'll be right back in 4 minutes for everybody else, for InfoWars.com stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv members. You can continue to watch right now.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
LaGrange, the ranch, right outside Austin. Ha ha! Hard to turn this off. Good stuff.
Well, here it's fine. And you've got the time. And I tend to get yourself in. And here it's time.
Our guest with us about 20 minutes into the next hour, we're going to end transmission after the overdrive. You'll need to go over to InfoWars.com, listen to the streams there if you're listening online, be able to hear that extra 20 minutes coming up at about 40. Going back to Mr. Hoffman, Art, we've spent an hour on this where I really like your analysis. And, you know, what I read you did, you know, 5 years ago. Yes, folks, I've read his stuff for more than a decade. I'm not just now discovering all this. It's just that people have to be more sophisticated in their approach to all of it. I will not feed into the New World Order's operations. I will not be part of it, as a lot of you have been. And I don't think Mr. Hoffman has it in any way. Okay, I do want to get into their whole twilight language, you know, all the different things that the globalists are doing, some of the allied crime syndicates, where you think their program's going. And then you also said you'd like to take some calls, so we'll do that in overdrive. Coming up in the next hour, if you can stay with us. In fact, I need to ask you, can you stay with us 20 minutes in the next hour?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. 512-646-5400. We will open that up in about 30 minutes. 512-646-5400. You can go ahead and get lined up if you'd like to talk to Mr. Hoffman. Now, let's get into, unless you have more you want to add about New World Order.
I just wanted to say www.revisionisthistory.org is our website, and I just wanted to finish one tale thought there, Alex, that The roots of Zionist racism are in the Talmud. So for people who claim that the secular Israelis and secular Zionism couldn't possibly have a religious motivation, if you look around to Bolshevik Russia and you see these circumcised Judaics who were inflicting this Holocaust on the Russian Orthodox Church and on Christians there, they weren't doing it out of simply atheistic motives. They were doing it out of a religious hate which had been inculcated in them in their youth. So you can be a secularist as you grow up, but if you always have this sort of cerebral nostalgia, and you see so many times these hyphenated Judaics, have you noticed them, where they'll say, well, I'm a Buddhist Jew or I'm an atheist Jew. Most of us, if we're Christians or we're Italians or we're Irish, and we go on to a different world, a different strata, we don't continue to maintain our original identification, but they do. So here, a lot of them, not all of them, of course. And so what we have here is we have a nationalistic connection which survives even a transmogrification into a new world of Buddha or Tibet or atheism. They still cling to a racial national identification with the Israeli state and with their people.
Now, there's no doubt, though, that Western Europeans had what they believed was a providence, what they believed was manifest destiny, and that they did use the Torah as an excuse to exterminate the Native Americans. So there we see something similar to what the Zionists are doing, or similar to what whites were doing with apartheid with that. So I just want to make the point.
I don't buy the idea that there was an extermination of the American Indians in New England. I think we'd have to take it century by century. Certainly when these Union generals at the end of the war between the states went out there and tried to make the Midwest safe for the railroads and the corporations, yes, there was oppression of the Indians and a lot of lying and a lot of disgusting things.
Well, look, I like Andrew Jackson, but I've also got some Native American in me, Comanche and Cherokee. So I also like Native Americans, and you know, it was humans. You could hire natives to kill natives, and it was huge battles. And people say, look at the Indian killer, the Native killer, Andrew Jackson, who I like, fought the New World Order. That was when it was 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 10-1, fighting the natives. It wasn't like they were shrinking violet wimps or something.
But
the point is, they did say it's our right to go and take over. It's ours. My point is, that is a human trait. I'm just, you know, honed and focused and wicked and vicious through the Zionists, but I'm just saying, I want to, again, let us all recognize this in ourselves, that tribes do this to each other.
Well, that's true, but I think when we're associating Christianity with that and with the Torah, and I want all respect paid to the Torah and to the religion of Jesus Christ, then I don't agree.
I'm not attacking that. I'm saying it was used in Manifest Destiny, was it not?
Well,
was it not cited?
Yeah, Manifest Destiny being different from what the Christians who came to New England were practicing.
Oh, well, it was the Christians who freed the slaves. I understand that. I'm not saying Christians, so that's a... stay there. We're going to talk during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
I'm Dr. Bill Dingell, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators, can cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
We were just talking about how the main Nazi groups, I mean, in the British papers, in the U.S., caught over and over again, not just run, but founded by British intel, German intel, ADL connections, Southern Poverty Law Center. It's come out in official FBI documents, funding and running Elohim City, the main Nazi compound in Oklahoma, tied in with rabbis and the Aryan nations, running it in Idaho, and Mr. Hoffman's up there. This has all come out in the news, but the average American doesn't understand. Again, they need Nazism. They need hatred of Jews so the controlling group can use the Jews as their slaves, as a subgroup. And then they, very sophisticated, but also very simple in a way, elaborate on what you were just saying.
And also keeping, Alex, well, I'd like to continue that very good point you're making there, also keeping Judaic people who are inside Judaism and who could reveal so much, like some of these Muslims who get out of Islam and they're going around on speaking tours. We need to have converted former rabbis who are converted to Christ going around the country telling what they know. And
well, that's happened before, and they get killed pretty fast.
Well, you know, I'm a positive thinker. I believe that God is on our side, and as long as he's on our side, who can be against us?
Absolutely. If God be with us, who can be against us?
You got that right. So, yeah, we were talking about Timothy McVeigh being up here at the Shadows Motel in Spokane, Washington, and he was meeting with the Kehoe brothers who were implicated in knocking off some of the witnesses to the Oklahoma City bombing conspiracy. And when this information was presented to the federal judge at the trial there, he ruled it out of evidence, irrelevant, absolutely, because they really didn't want to reveal the role of what you and I are talking about, or how they use these patsies, and they certainly have patsies on the left as well, the violent animal rights crusaders and...
Do you ever notice, provocateurs, do you ever notice how the groups that claim they're exposing Zionism, they just freak out, attack everybody else, cause fights, claim people have been kidnapped that haven't, just run around wildly. They've always got criminal backgrounds. They're being handled. They're being run. Whereas I'm saying, everybody come together. Everybody's human. Let's just not be tribal. Yeah, there's evil mafias. Let's, I'm trying to tell listeners, empower yourselves. Take action. We can win. We can fight evil. Notice the other guys, they never do that. It's a key MO.
Right, and I think that the lesson of the New Testament, at least for me anyway, as a believer, is that you cannot be in contention with these things using carnal weapons. The system loves violence. They absolutely feed on it. And
well, that's why they stage terror attacks. I love these guys that call me, write me, you coward, filth. You're not calling for guns and shooting people. You're a coward. But they're posting on my website, then we catch them with the same IP posting, look at this guy threatening, I'm calling the government, and the government shows up at my office. But we know from the IP it's them. They're feds.
Yeah, they absolutely need this violence. They need it in the Arab and Muslim world. Unfortunately, the Muslims have a religion which is oriented towards using carnal weapons. against their opponents. So it's much easier to manipulate Muslims than it is to manipulate Christians, although we have so few authentic Christians these days that I suppose in some ways it's become just as easy in either culture.
Well, are you kidding? A lot of these white Anglo, quote, Zionists, I mean, you'll hear them say, nuke all the Arabs, murder everyone, kill all their children, kill anyone who disagrees with the government and our holy jihad against the jihadis. And they've lost all their soul. Don't you idiots know that if the government will nuke Muslims, they'll take your bank account? Don't you know they can kill, the videos, hundreds of them, of our troops shooting Iraqi children for fun and shooting dogs, and our citizens don't care about the Iraqi kids, they cry about the dogs, showing how far we've fallen. Doesn't the public know that if evil is allowed to be perpetrated against somebody else, it can happen to you? I mean, don't they understand how that works?
Yeah, there's definitely been a process of dehumanization, and as you say, if we're dehumanizing these other people, then we're simply setting ourselves up to be dehumanized as well.
Exactly. Think how big these hit teams are that are already here. They have hundreds of thousands of troops, and tens of thousands have been involved in massacres, and they just sit there on the side of the road in Baghdad shooting cars full of women and children falling out dead, laughing. I mean, it's not even at a checkpoint. They just say, watch this, playing Elvis music and shoot families and laugh.
And Blackwater, as you know, has been implicated in that. And the headline in our North Idaho newspaper was yesterday that Blackwater may open a chapter in North Idaho because we have a lot of retired policemen, firemen, and military up here. And, of course, I take my hat off to all genuine public servants who really have protected us from crime and things like that. But when you have that kind of military mentality where the government is right and they forget what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson argued for and shed their blood for, then you have these mercenary groups coming in, which is basically, as you know, what we're operating in the Middle East is a mercenary army.
Well, that's why day one, a private gets $30,000 a year. A sergeant gets $50,000, $60,000 a year. A colonel gets $1 million a year. It's unknown what the generals get, but they fly in hundreds of billions on giant pallets per year and publicly hand it out off record to the troops. But that's meant to corrupt them. That's meant to get them ready for clandestine black ops. And now they're not professional hitmen in some cases. They're so bloodthirsty that I've seen the reports in major papers, and I've seen video of it, where there'll be a mother walking with the child, not the 50 cal at, you know, 5,000, not 5,000, 500 yards, and they'll place bets on, can I shoot her in the head? And then her head will explode, and then the child, mother, falls over with the hand, you know, and then just spraying and shooting and taking puppies and murdering them. I mean, it's just like, death, evil, I mean, that's mind control, and now I want to get into that. Because I want to take calls, but we can't just go for 10 hours here. I mean, you've done so many other subjects. In fact, let me punch your website up here in front of me. I mean, there's so many. I just had it up here on my browser. Let me find it.
And that's revisionisthistory.org.
Yeah, for some reason it's not in my browser. Punch it up here on the screen for me, guys. Because I want to go through different subjects now quickly that you also cover, not just not just one of the big subjects.
One of the things that you mentioned there, Alex, with that violence and the way that it does damage to Jesus Christ and the gospel, because obviously Satan does not want the gospel to spread, doesn't want people to be saved, is we have so many ministers and even Catholic priests, for that matter, who've become neocons, who are preaching this war doctrine. They're cheering on the massacres. And the people of the world look on this and they figure, well, these are the public spokesmen for Jesus Christ. This must be what Jesus Christ represents. And yet Jesus Christ said, love your enemies, do good to them that persecute you. And the only violence that is allowed to a Christian, it's not actually violence, but taking up of arms, is the police power that the Apostle Paul spoke about, that the ruler bears not the sword in vain to protect our borders, to protect our women from rape, to punish kidnappers. But we're not allowed, as we've done throughout history, as these secret agents have talked us into, where one Christian nation fights another Christian nation, and the minister gets up in one pulpit and says God's on our side, the other minister says he's on their side. You had Catholic priests holding masses for the French army, opposed to Spanish priests holding masses for their army. This is all a scandalization of the gospel, and it diminishes the stature of Jesus Christ in the world, and I think that's the most satanic aspect of all of these wars, that we have Christian ministers and priests and politicians implicated in their advocacy.
But again, anything is going to be used throughout history. It always is. Okay, now, I want to get into the regime of Queen Elizabeth I, ideological template for the Masonic Imperium and the intelligence agencies of the West, and how that ties into Twilight language, the command and control argot of the cryptocracy, the alchemical processing of humanity via psychodrama embedded in ritual crimes, which we just saw on a high satanic holy day with the murder of Gene Palfrey yesterday. Let's go through that before I go to calls. I want to cover this giant area.
I hope you don't want me to do it all in 10 minutes.
No, but I mean, let's get into it.
Yeah, well, with Queen Elizabeth, we briefly touched on her regime last time, and whenever rule of thumb is whenever you're looking for this occult technology, you want to begin with the intelligence agencies, because that's typically where they're harbored. And last time I was on your program, Alex, we talked about Dr. John Dee, astrologer royal to Queen Elizabeth I, and with Edward Kelly, he was involved in necromancy and an occult process called scrying. He was also a legitimate mathematician in his own right. And his code name, and this will send everybody into orbit when they hear what it was, his code name in the Elizabethan cryptocracy was 007. And this is the original paradigm of 007. In fact, people who are in the know on historians of intelligence agencies in the West have remarked upon the fact that the best, most efficient, treacherous, and deadliest of all the secret police forces in the West have been the British intelligence, MI5 and MI6, and along with Mossad, of course. And all the rest of them from the CIA and the KGB downward are just pale imitations compared to that. Well, why did they have this power and how did they get it? In this particular case, John Dee was very much a Kabbalist. He was fascinated with the Kabbalah. And last time we talked about how the Renaissance Roman Catholics and the Renaissance Anglicans began to import these Pharisaic ideas into Christendom when the Christians had done such a good job throughout the Middle Ages of keeping these ideas out, and then they entered in the Renaissance. And John Dee was obsessed with the Kabbalah. He felt it was the key to the very highest forms of magic and control of populations and nations. And so back in the 16th century, he made the very difficult journey out to Prague, where he saw Rabbi Judah Lowe. Now, I must say this is conjecture. I cannot absolutely document that he per se met with Judah Lowe. He was in occult Bohemia at that time. It would be very hard for me to believe that someone as well-connected as he was going into Prague and not meeting with Rabbi Judah Lowe. But so far, we have not gotten the smoking gun on the actual meeting itself, so I can't produce letters or diaries that attest to that. However, the key books which would have that information, they're not even extant in the British libraries. One of them has been burned up. You can see the copy, and it's been heavily burned. The others have been lost. But one thing we do know, and we need to go by what people practice. That was Jesus' rule of thumb. What are by their fruits, you'll know them. And so what are the fruits of John Dee? After he returned from Prague, he was filled with this Kabbalistic gnosis. So if he didn't actually meet with Rabbi Judah Lowe, who, by the way, is associated with the mystical golem, the idea of getting the brainless goyim, and getting that, which is what they call the other nations of the world, and getting them to march to your tune, that was actually a philosophical meme or virus of Rabbi Judah Lowe. So whether or not Dee actually met with him, he certainly picked up the virus and brought it back to Great Britain, where he invented the concept of British Israel, which was a secret teaching that the people of Europe were actually descended from the 10 tribes. Now, I actually tend to believe that there is something to that, and just because John Dee advocated it, or the Kabbalists and the rabbis were trying to twist or distort it.
And by the way, that then energizes much of the modern Nazism and those groups. They all believe that as well.
Well, I have found that most neo-Nazis are very dismissive of British Israel because they're dismissive of the Old Testament, as Adolf Hitler was. Adolf Hitler was basically convinced by the occultists that he dealt with in the Thule Society and the roots of the Thule Society that there was this Manichaean split between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's the heresy of Marcion, where you believe that Jesus was a New Testament figure and that this terrible Yahweh was this demonic figure of the Old Testament. The big problem with that is that Jesus quotes the Old Testament numerous times, as do the
apostles.
Sure,
and he says, I'm here to fulfill the whole of the law.
Sure, yeah.
But, I mean, let's go back, though. That's interesting. Tell me about, from your research, I mean, I've done my own, the type of occultism that Hitler was following.
Well, one of the key aspects of seeing how Hitler was controlled is when you see that when he had state power over the publications of Germany, there's two key indicators for me. Is one is the very best Talmud that had ever been published in Germany, the Talmud of Lazarus Goldschmidt, was published in Nazi Germany while Hitler was the supreme leader. It's a 12-volume series. The last book was published in 1936. Publication began in 1929, and Hitler did not interdict the publication of the Talmud. But even more telling than that is when Hitler had the focus of the Germanic peoples of the world on him and on his ideology, and he had a just a golden opportunity to teach people, what did he hold up for them to learn in terms of advising them about what the inner nature of Zionism, communism, and Judaism was? The protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Now, I don't want to get into debating the provenance of it, but, Alex, at the very least, we can say that it is very much in dispute. Now, whenever I say this, I get mail from people, and they're trying to prove to me that the protocols is real, and I say, look, whether it's real or it's not, and I personally do not believe that it is authentic, but whether it is or it's
not. Yeah, it's written in comic book fashion.
Exactly. And there are a couple of key points, because I believe the Russian secret police had a good handle. The Russians were probably among the very best students of the rabbis, and they understood rabbinic knowledge. To this day, the Russians are very alert to the Talmud and to
Judaism.
Well,
they have the oldest Quran, too, and just shipped a golden copy to Saudi Arabia. So they're, yeah, a lot of scholarship going on.
And so here Hitler holds up the protocols, has it reprinted, when one of the greatest German scholars of all time, Johann Andreas Eisenmenger, in 1700 had written a book, Entdecktes Judentum. And it was about Judaism. It was a two-volume master key into Judaism, which Samuel Wertheimer and Oppenheimer, the financiers of the Holy Roman Empire at that time, had that book suppressed. And Eisenmenger had studied with rabbis for 20 years before he wrote the book. And Hitler could have commissioned a republication of the book. And there's still more details in that. Most Germans are not interested in it. I haven't been able to get Germans very interested in it. Our publishing company came out with an English version of it. You can find it at Amazon.com under Traditions of the Jews by Eisenmenger. But it's a one-volume abridgment by a Huguenot minister named Stellen in the 18th century. It's not the complete book, but it's the best that we could do. But that's really the master key to Judaism. What does Hitler do? He reprints the protocols and ignores Eisenmenger. Of course, Eisenmenger was a pious Lutheran scholar. There was nothing racist about him, nothing that you or I would object to. It would have been a benefaction to humanity if to reprint of that book, and he didn't do it. It's just one of a number of factors that you can see in Hitler's outlook and his attitude of the extirpation and extrusion of the Judaics from Europe, which has been, I mean, he's really the original $6 million man for the state of Israel. If it wasn't for him, the Israeli state would have never come into being. It was as a result of sympathy after World War II.
Well, that massive persecution. But then I get people telling me Hitler wasn't the occult. He was a nice guy. I mean, you could just look at the guy. But then all the speeches I've read, I've listened to old audio recordings and translations. I mean, and the things they did and the people they shook down and the, how, I mean, just all of it to say that, you know, this is a good guy. It just shows the sickening delusional nature of so many people. Now, we've got the final segment of the main radio show. We're going to do about 20 minutes of overdrive. I really want to get into Twilight Language, the Sub Rosa command and control, our God of the cryptocracy. There is no doubt they're following this. There's no doubt they're pulling games and doing all sorts of bizarre things. I want to talk about that during this Infowars.com segment. On the Infowars.com streams, you'll be able to listen to the next 3 minutes. We'll come back in the final segment, and I got a few sponsors I'm going to plug. Then we're going to come back and go into some other subjects and your phone calls at 512-646-5400. And we'll be leaving the network in about 10 minutes. I want to thank them for the great work they've done. If you want to continue listening, there's one place, the internet at Infowars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream
of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
If you want to be able to watch the video of this live TV/radio show, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 15 cents a day. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, 4+ years in operation. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get all the books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com, like Washington, You're Fired, or American Drug War. We hit it from every different angle, every different facet to get you to think, to get outside the box and to really question reality, and that we should all be tolerant of each other and work together and just be scholars, but also be active. Before we go back to Mr. Hoffman with amazing information, and who knows how long he can stay with us. I might keep him for another hour if he can do it. But I've got to get home and do some other work. I've hardly been home this week. I've been working so much. But we've got work for the Raptors. I got two new films coming out. I think the film that I'm just about to complete is the best I've ever made. That was really meant to be just a quick film. It's a real sleeper. Wait till you see it. But I'm already digressing there. I want to tell you about some of our sponsors. And one of those is Aloe's. And, folks, Aloe's is just one of the many products that New Vitality have and New Vitality carry. It's a big, established company. They don't have magic claims or baloney like these stupid ads that, you know, claim that crystals will heal you or whatever. This is just, you know, really good stuff that's known to flush you out. And aloe vera really does do it. It's concentrated aloe vera tablets. And it's just a really way to get detoxed. New Vitality, that's one of their products. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe's colon and body cleanse. They have super beta prostate. A lot of men have prostate problems with all the chemicals and stuff in our diet. These are well-known herbs that shrink the prostate and make it healthy. A lot of this stuff's even doctor-recommended now. They know these herbs are very well-designed by God and really work well. 1-800-569-4056, or check out the banner to New Vitality at InfoWars.com. And again, please get my books, my videos, the material I put out. That's how we finance our operation. I'm getting a bigger office. I'm going to try to hire more people, do a better job, maybe get some other folks to do TV programs in the morning and at night with a nice setup, get on a cable channel that isn't as expensive as you think. But we need the funds to do that. And again, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Buy the books and videos there. Watch the films online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can simply expand on that. Having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can make copies of all my films, burn them to disc, the audios, the videos. Every day we take the hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. The show can be as long as I want now. I love it. The freedom. And then we take however much TV we did during that period, sometimes an hour, always an hour. You know, we always at least do an hour, but sometimes it can be 4 hours. And then that is uploaded each day within a few hours for PrisonPlanet.tv members to watch it when you want, how you want, where you want. But I am going to start a fifth hour of Overdrive, and I, you know what? I'm just going to do 30 minutes. I'm going to respect Mr. Hoffman's time, and I respect my own time and your time. So we're going to come back, try to get more into this whole Masonic system and the whole British angle on it, the Britannic angle, and then Twilight language. Let's get into that first. Amazing, very, very important with Mr. Hoffman when we start the next hour. But I want to officially start that next hour coming in with the intro, so we'll go to Mr. Hoffman in one moment. Right now, though, I need to let Mr. Hoffman know we need to call him back on his number. So, John, will you please IM that number to my producer in Austin? And, Mr. Hoffman, we will call you back in 60 seconds. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine, Alex.
Okay, and then we can have you for 30 minutes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to call you on our number now. We're going to talk about 15 minutes. Then we'll take 15 minutes of calls from Josh, Will, Kyle, Eric, Todd, and others. The radio show continues. I want to thank all the AMFM affiliates, Troy affiliates, Main Satellite. We'll say bye-bye to you now. Back to Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live for another syndicated show. But the Internet TV show continues now at Infowars.com. You need to go to those audio streams right now to be able to hear us, Infowars.com, or watch us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.